Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
One people, and then we about to get started.
Their career, and everyone else was way more qualified. When I finally found a job I could get,
birthday!
I was pretty much back where I started. Then I saw a commercial for Westwood College and decided to give them a call. At Westwood, I got my bachelor's degree in just 3 years. I got career training in the classroom, and they helped me build my resume. So when I graduated, I had everything I needed to finally start my career.
Start your career with a bachelor's degree from Westwood College. Graduate in just 3 years with the tools you'll need to start a career in design, justice, technology, healthcare, or business, including construction management. Call now for your free career success kit and learn about the careers and salaries that could be yours with a Westwood College degree. Online classes are available.
And now, back to the show where truth is king and logic reigns supreme. Your world, my view. Your hope, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Mr. Tommy
Sotomayor.
This is in the news.
No, it actually isn't, but I'm about to do some in the news. So let's go ahead and drop that before I bring in some of the people. Got to do some in the news stuff because, well, people have been asking me, well, what happened to in the news? Nothing happened to it. I just started doing the news on the thing, but people wanted me to bring the in the news back. So why not bring it back? I don't even know where it's at. I haven't seen it in a while. Where's the in the news at anyway? Do we still have it? We should. All right, then.
In the news, your host, Mr. Tommy
Sotomayor. Thank you, everyone. On In the News, I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. Now, we're going to talk about something that's going on in the news today. Dick's Sporting Goods has pulled their guns. Dick's Sporting Goods announced on today that it would be pulling its stock of modern sporting rifles from its shelves. The company officials released a statement saying that they are extremely saddened by the unspeakable tragedy in Newtown and would be suspending all sales of guns in their closest store to in their closest store in Danbury. The company is the first to take such measures and hasn't specified which rifles it will be pulling from the 511 stores across the country. Walmart stopped selling the Bushmaker AR-15 assault rifle, which was one of the weapons found on the shooter, Adam Lanzer. What do you guys think about that? Let me go back to some of the callers on here. Let me go back to Robert. Robert, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, you know, corporations are going to have to play the PR game. That's what they have to do. They have to make sure that, you know, they don't have any kind of a public backlash. And right now, the public is kind of inflamed about this whole issue. And, you know, it's one of those things that has them scared witless, primarily because it's not a bunch of minorities. I mean, if some random Negro ran up into the Atlanta public school and started blasting, it would be a tragedy. It would be on national news, but they wouldn't be calling for gun control like that because they already know that black folks don't really have guns like that. That dude would have had a family record. He wouldn't have had the guns legally already. You know, it would have been all that kind of thing. He wouldn't have reacted in anything like this kind of way.
You're right, because they weren't calling for gun control after the D.C. sniper.
No. I mean, because they know that gun control is already targeting black people. It's only when you start getting into these sort of loose cannon lone wolf guys who don't have any criminal record and who got the guns either legally or they got them through some sort of fairly legitimate way from someone who got them legally, like this one got them from his mother, you know, so the guns weren't stolen in the sort of classic sense. And this is the
Hold on. So you're telling me the mother got shot with her own damn weapons?
That's what I seem to recall reading. I'm not sure about all this stuff, but I seem to recall that at least a couple of those guns were registered in his mama's name.
No, I wouldn't doubt it because you remember the Columbine shooters got their guns from their parents.
Yeah. So yeah, and I think that's the kind of thing that, you know, it has people scared, so they're looking to make that big time overreaction, and of course what they always fail to realize is by having an emotional reaction to an incident and passing laws in response to an incident means that you're going to have some lifelong repercussions for reacting to an incident. It's that's short term thinking. That's the kind of rationale that has you getting a payday loan when you want to take a vacation or do some bullshit.
You're right. Let's bring in my man McBibb and ask him about that. McBibb, they have suspended gun sales across Dick's Sporting Goods of their guns, even though they have no evidence that the man bought the guns from Dick's Sporting Goods. What are your thoughts? McBibb!
Yes, hello. Hey.
I said, what are your thoughts, man? Did you not hear me?
No, I didn't at first. I was watching them. My bad. Can you repeat the question?
Stop watching stuff. I was asking you, what are your thoughts about what I just read, which you didn't apparently hear what I just read, which was the fact that Dick's Sporting Goods is suspending their sales of rifles. Do you believe that that's an appropriate response to what happened in Newtown?
I guess I'm kind of on the fence. I understand that because they don't want to, like, harbor, you know, basically supply future, you know, nutcases with weapons. But, you know, I mean, you.
Well,
I
help
mean,
me out then. Explain to me.
Yeah.
Well, explain to me something then. Explain to me something then. Are you a proponent of maybe more gun laws?
No, not really, because we already have more than enough.
So what do you think could prevent an incident like this from happening?
The only way, I mean, it's not really the laws. That's not really exactly the law. It's basically the testing of who, you know, who has the gun, because the gunman who killed all those people, he didn't have to have a gun permit because one, his parents had it. Well, his mom had it because he was living with her. And that's how he was able to get access to those weapons.
Right. Well, it's funny, and I'm about to bring in some more people.
Because,
it's
I mean,
wonderful.
If you think about it, he was supposedly, autistic. If people knew that he was autistic, there was no way in hell he'd be able to get a real gun himself. That was the only way he would have to get it, you know. Through his parents.
Right. And that's what's funny. They say he was autistic, and I didn't see no nice drawings or paintings from him.
Right.
I'm going to hell for that. I'm going straight to hell.
Hey, your words, not mine.
I never seen that nigga drawing. Yet they say he's autistic.
Yeah, he never won no $10,000 in Vegas. Dreams. I'm an excellent gambler. I'm an excellent gambler. Yeah, yeah, I'm an excellent gambler.
That was my movie, that Rain Man. That was my movie. But
they need to make the block remake of Rain Man, but it'd be all strip clubs.
Oh, Lord, that was a good one. That was a good one.
I'm an excellent lover. I'm an excellent lover. Yeah, yeah, I drop it like it's hot. Yeah, yeah.
I'm about to steal that one. That was a good one. The black remake. The man did it. Rain Man. That was a good one. Hey, I want y'all to do me a favor because this right here brought up something for me and it made me think of something. And people were asking me, well, what happened to the ridiculous? It didn't go away. I just have things that I want to do other than the ridiculous sometimes, and I'd be forgetting about segments. So here's what we're going to do. And I didn't have nobody paying for it, so I didn't have it. When you ain't paying for a segment, I don't do it. But somebody asked me to do it, so there's no more appropriate time than right now. So here we go.
One hand in the air,
and
three don't really care. Two hands in the air. If you don't really care, it's like that sometimes. I mean, ridiculous. It's like that.
All right,
bitch. Ridiculous. One hand in the air. If you don't really care,
this is the ridiculous.
If you don't really care, it's like that.
And for y'all who haven't seen it before, you'll enjoy it.
Sometimes ridiculous.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the ridiculous. In the ridiculous, what we do is we talk about things that really don't make much damn sense. And at the end of the day, it is fucking ridiculous. And this is something that's fucking ridiculous. Grown-ass men living in a house with their parents. Now, this man who killed these people was a grown-ass man living at home, not paying no bills, not having no damn job. Now, they had a mama, they had no daddy, and mamas love to baby their damn sons. That's a nice thing, dear, and that's a nice concept, but you are not teaching that man to be a man. And then you got these sons who sit up there and get mad at mama for not making breakfast, get mad at mama for not having dinner because this nigga's used to being fed. No matter how old he gets, he's still 12. This man was sitting at home and shot his mama in the face. Like he was motherfucking Eddie Murphy and this was coming to America. In the face! In the face! Now, after he shot his mama in the face, he went off and he went to his school and shot a bunch of kids. All because in his mind, he was just as childish as them. Now, we don't know what kind of medicines he was on or what kind of drugs the man was taking. But it wasn't about the medicines. It wasn't about the drugs. You know what it was about? It was about his motherfucking mama wouldn't put his punk ass out. And she put his punk ass out when it was time for his punk ass to leave. He would have been fine. He would have had no damn guns. And them kids would have been safe. Now, I understand that people love to take care of their kids. He done fell on hard times. Let him stay. But your motherfucking son is the Madden King. He be on them sticks all day. He need to get out. This nigga's the world of witchcraft king. He needs to leave. But instead, you let him stay. You ask him what he want for dinner while you go to work. And you rush home to put this motherfucker a meatloaf in the stove. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be lazy. Get them niggas a job, put them out your house. They talk shit, punch them in the mouth. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be lazy. But that's the problem. You got a lot of lazy-ass sons of bitches. Put their ass out. This would save a lot of our problems. You see what happened to the Menendez boys? Them niggas was in their 30s living at home with their mama and their daddy. What'd they do to their mom and daddy? Killed them because they couldn't wait for their mom and daddy to die. It's not a good thing when your motherfucking kids stay in your house too long. You can't have a bunch of grown people living in the house. It's hard enough to have a husband and a wife live in the house, much less some extra motherfuckers. So please, your kids are not in high school no more. Put them the fuck out. It's not only for your own good, it's for your community's good. So please, everyone just listen to this. Everybody else out there, please understand, we about to do a little bit later.
You know that shit is fucking ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. You know this shit is fucking ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous.
Robert, what'd you think about the ridiculous?
I'm a big time proponent of getting the kids on up out the house, man. You know, teaching kids responsibility is an important part of things, and you know you shouldn't make things real comfortable for somebody in their like late teens and stuff. I was so happy to be getting the hell out of my folks' house, man. You could not even imagine it.
I would never want to go back.
Hell no. You know, it's like, you know, when I was younger, you know, it's like, you know, my dad would give me a little money and stuff, you know, be late. I like not having to earn some money and then being able to spend it. But then as I got a little bit older, I realized that money wasn't nothing but a yoke around my neck. Because
yep.
He could yank me any yep. which way with that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like shit. I'd rather get out here and bust my ass and have my own than be listening to this nigga every damn time he wanna tell me.
Let me ask you, McBeal, what do you think about that whole concept of, you know what, after a while you gotta let them motherfuckers fend for themselves?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I have to admit though, I was I had to move back when I was living out of town. But since I got my own job, finally had a job, I was able to at least, you know, move into, you know, a house like a few years later. I mean, if you were down in your luck, then yeah. But if you're not even trying to get a job or don't have a job, not even looking for one, then yeah, you need to get the Das Boot.
Well, I'm.
Hello. Okay.
Well, I just look at it as just me. First off, I'm like you. Sometimes you have to. Sometimes the situation will be to where, you know, it'll. Something could happen and you have to move back home.
Mm-hmm.
That's completely different. And even then, you should put that nigga on a clock.
Right.
Okay, your wife left and she put you the fuck out. You need somewhere to stay until you get another place. Nigga, you got. I told you I didn't like that bitch in the first place. So you, you know what I mean? Because me, I'm a little bit like George Michael. No, I'm not gay. I'm like George Michael because... Hey, explain myself. I'm kind of like George Michael because I like
going with that.
Well, if you was at a wake me up before you go and get a job.
You know what I'm saying? I like having my freedom, nigga. I like being able to go where the hell I want to go whenever the fuck I want to go. And I don't like you. Like I said, I told y'all in the last show about what happened with my mama. That's all I needed when she did that with the girl I was dating. Let me get the fuck out of here. And I'm telling you, as a grown man, as much as I love my mom and my stepdad, there were nights in which I sat up there and said, all I got to do is replace that sugar with arsenic.
Oh, dang. Man. Yeah, that's like Eddie Murphy was saying on one of his old comedy albums, you know, nigga get an ass whooping or some shit like that. He started wishing all kinds of bad shit on his parents. Oh, God, please kill him and shit like that.
Right.
Just be dreaming of shit.
Seriously, have you noticed the older you get, the more you wish they would just die? You like, my God, why y'all motherfuckers just won't die? What is this shit? This is the life that never is. It just go on and on, my friends. They told me that you had a heart attack, but it was just angina.
And so, you know, I come from a family where, like, you know, my granddaddy died at 83, and he was considered young dying. Like, most of them would be hitting well into their 90s. You know, I had a cousin that was married for 76 years, and he outlived his wife. Like, the dude would be living long.
I think it. I don't know. I was always told the reason that men die younger than women was because they just get they just really want to get away from that woman, and since they can't divorce them, they just be like, fuck it. I'm gonna, this is the best way out. And I look at that. Man, I look back at those situations, and I think that boy, and I'm being dead serious. The older you get, seriously, you do not like living with other grown people because other grown people still view you as a child because as a man, you are doing something that is childish, which is living on another individual.
Yep.
Yeah.
I want to say this again. No real man is comfortable with living with somebody. He may have to live with somebody, but he's not happy doing it.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's only these mama's boys that's like that, you know. Some of them dudes, they be like, they love to live off a chick, you know.
Yep. And those chicks are fostering it because they have abandonment issues and they just want to be with a guy that they think they can control. So they'll actually go after this guy. They'll go after that type of guy, the broke guy, the guy that likes being in the home when that bitch go to work and she come back home and he's still there.
Yep.
Yeah, one of my boys in college used to look for them. You look for them like them. He used to look for the woman who had a child and was getting child support. That was like his shit.
Oh my goodness! You know, that's just that man. That's just a trap right there. Anyway, because they got laws now where a dude could get a single mom could get a dude in court and have him pay child support. He hadn't even seen the kid, not even the father. I mean, you know.
Yep. Well, these guys don't know no better. A lot of guys, they honestly, they do not know better. And because they don't know better, they will end up thinking it's the easy way out. And like I said, if you are not a fan of Rocky IV, you need to become one because there's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home. Let me bring in D to come join us from the 310. What up, D?
Hey, what's up, Tommy? What's up, folks?
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, D, I want to ask you, am I being too harsh with my ridiculous? Was I being too harsh saying that, you know, a lot of the problem is the man that was at home. He was too grown to still be at home. And then again, the first person he shot was his mama.
Mm-hmm. Not at all. I'm going to tell you like this, and this is to all the parents out there. If you have a child that's at the age of leaving, if that kid doesn't ever develop the urge to go explore, to go see what life is about on their own terms, to go out in the world and develop their own ideals, you've done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If your child doesn't naturally develop that urge to get out there and see what they're about on their own, you either did something too much or something not enough.
Right, because you're right. You should have to stop your kids from leaving.
Right.
I'm 35, and I was out the house at 19. I was gone. I left before my sister. My sister older than me. I was gone before she was.
I remember my mother came on one of the shows when we had Stacey Lattisaw. The first thing she said was, she said, when he left, he never came back.
Right, exactly.
I have no urge to live in the house with my mom and my stepdad walking around in his drawers with them holes in them in every wrong place.
And, you know, you said it right. It gets to a point where you have three or four grown people with three or four different opinions living in the same house, and that don't work.
That's why if your brother tell you he need to come live with you, don't do it. If your cousin tell you they need to come live with you, that shit is just going to cause you a problem. Because grown people, you cannot take the opinions out of grown people.
Right.
You can take a lot of things out of grown people. Their opinions is not one of them.
It's true. And another thing that's sad but true, you know, even though it's family, even though you got blood, you share blood, you know, a lot of the people that's your family member is a person that you probably wouldn't want to know if they wasn't your family member.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you can't change your family, so you stuck
with it. We all have a routine in our own home, do we not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like to shit in the bathroom while I play solitaire on my cell phone. That's what I do. I don't need nobody in that bathroom where I cannot go in it. I don't need to wait for you to go to sleep for me to beat my meat because I don't want to disturb you. And I'll let you know that's what I'm doing.
Hey.
Oh, man.
I don't want to go reach for my motherfucking Oreo cookies and you ate the last one.
Yeah.
I've seen fights over the last piece of meatloaf, and I'm not exaggerating. You think about that whole idea of we all have routines in our lives, and other grown people generally fuck those routines up. The only reason we allow our girl to fuck our routine up is because she suck our dick.
I don't even allow that, to tell you the truth.
See what I'm saying? We allow her to fuck up some of our stuff, but most of us, if you got a good girl, see, I'm smart. When I get in the bed, I get the remote. Fuck that shit. I don't care what you watching, bitch.
You better T-Bow that shit.
You know what I'm saying? I come up in that bitch. I do like Tim Tebow and put my hand on my head before I pray. When I get through praying, it better be on the TV show I watch. That be the signal. I get down on my knee, put my fist on my eyes. When I turn it back on, it better be on ID Network.
Tell us you got 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
And it be a real 2 minute warning. But you sit there and you think about it. You work with that person. That's why y'all have a reason to work. Your son, you spent your whole life telling your son what to do. So how does he think it's going to change when he's 30 but still living under your roof?
Right. It's just not natural.
No.
Right. Yeah.
So what's going to happen is I'm going to tell you one day, because I'm mad that I came home and I get up every morning. When I come back, your motherfucking ass still on the sticks, but the trash ain't took out. And a lot of times, if y'all guys haven't noticed, if you're irritated with what's going on in your life, you take it out on those around you. And especially if those around you are doing things that seemingly to you are contributing to what you're losing.
Yeah, because that annoyance is going to amplify 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Speaking of that gumming, people, I don't know, maybe a few might try to use that autistic thing or his handicap as an excuse for some type of diplomatic immunity or something, but he wasn't that crazy, because he waited on a Friday to do what he did. Because like the other government, when they shoot, they usually during the beginning of the week, like a Monday or Tuesday. He waited on a Friday in December. It was like before Christmas break. So he was crazy, but he was still crafty enough to, or evil enough to, you know, to pick a Friday to not only mess up these people's weekend and Christmas break, but also their lives too.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Well, when people think about crazy people, I always look at crazy people as that they're just calculated. And then there's a difference. A calculated person doesn't have to be a rational person.
True.
The thing is, we look at rationale is this person will do something that will be the means to our end. They think the way we would think, and that's not true.
Well,
a lot of people a lot of people will think a certain way, and it will make sense to them. The means to his ends, to you, you think, well, why would you? The end be that you want to kill children? In his mind, he say he want to go out in a blaze of glory. He was seeing Young Guns enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's where the term evil genius comes from.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah. I would think that, you know, I believe that logic is hardwired into the human brain, that even people who behave illogically, it works as logic within their own brains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we still have to understand that logic only means this. Simple, and I think people make it more complex as it is. Logic only means that you have an end, and the steps that you took before brought you to that end.
Right.
That's
right. The problem is not enough people have a concept
of
morality.
If you have a couch and you want to get it upstairs, the process of you getting that couch upstairs is logistics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate breaking it down to something that simple, but that's what logic is, that your end and beginning, you can map out the middle. So
right.
In his mind...
Logic is a process.
Yes. So
and
in his mind...
From a false premise or not.
Right. So in his mind, he just wanted to achieve end, and he set up everything he needed to achieve that end. Now, you might say it's not logical because you're not going to be around to see it. But in his mind, he's saying it is logical because I wanted to achieve this, whether I see it or not.
Yeah, but, you know, people don't actually believe that. Otherwise, they would disavow most of the stuff that the apostles did and stuff. I mean, those people didn't live to see the stuff that they would, you know. I mean, that's
thank
a comic.
You.
I mean, soldiers. I mean,
well,
you know.
I kind of look at it this way, you know. I kind of look at it this way, too, like, you know, all legacies aren't necessarily good. You know, we all, you know, people who are trying to leave a legacy for themselves, which we all would like to do, it doesn't necessarily have to be a good legacy. But a legacy is a legacy to some people.
If you can't be famous, be infamous.
Right, exactly.
That's what he did.
And that's easier to do when you don't have a concept of morality. So if you go straight on logic alone and no morality, then, you know, this is what happens.
Well, and it's always easier to destroy things than it is to create things. And any person who is unafraid of his own destruction and death is pretty much capable of achieving damn near anything, because almost all the plans that we undertake, with the end point that we're going to be there to enjoy the fruits of our actions. Once we've eliminated that as a possibility. I mean, we open up a whole spectrum of things that other people won't think of.
Yeah, anything's possible.
Right.
I know they said just came across the wire that the guy, Jovan Belcher, sent a text message to his ex-girlfriend 2 months ago that said he would shoot his girlfriend in the face if she don't leave him alone.
Wow.
Maybe y'all need to start sending motherfuckers text messages.
No, I'm confused. Which one is this? I didn't hear so many stories this week. I forget which nigga is which nigga.
That sounds crazy.
No, I mean, you know, he probably was just talking because I done told niggas I'd shoot him in the face and I didn't know it would come to fruition.
Shit. Well, I don't know. So I guess that ain't never happened. No, it's like the only way I would ever shoot a nigga in the face would be if we was engaged in a gangbang and he happened to be in the wrong spot.
I've been mad enough to why I wanted to shoot a nigga in the face, and that was why I go back with the gun control.
Yeah.
Because there's a few things that I, like them trolls, like yesterday. Let me tell you what happened yesterday. It was sad. There was some girl, apparently, and again, this is why I don't understand why they don't understand why I don't like black women. Seriously, people should say, there's no way that he would like black women in general, because it's not all, it's just some. But yesterday, a black woman got mad at me from Facebook. So here's what she did. She came back with another profile on Facebook, and I blocked that. So she went to YouTube. And she went to YouTube. Not YouTube, but Twitter. Created an account so they keep hiding who they are. So they get to say stuff directly to me under fake accounts. Created a fake account and started tweeting me, and she said, I'm going to troll you for the rest of my life. And trolled me, has been trolling me for 2 days, has made over 10 accounts. Every time I block one, she gets another one. She tweets every celebrity or anybody that tweets me and says, I'm gay, I hate women, anything she says. Now, if a black woman has this kind of time, but they don't have that kind of time to raise their kids, they don't have that kind of time to stay away from thug dick.
Wow.
Seriously. You got that kind of time, but you barely can, but you got to go to the dance. You need child support, but you got time enough to be on the internet stalking a complete stranger.
Now, was this the same person? Because I saw somebody on there today with a fake account called Come On My Face or something like that.
Yep.
That's ridiculous,
that's,
man.
Think about it. What she was doing. You see what she was doing? Tweeting everybody that said something to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I went ahead and marked it as spam. I marked her profile as spam. I mean,
that is crazy. She said she's gonna troll you for the rest of her life.
Yes.
Oh my! I mean, that's like she like the Guns N' Roses hoe. She got an unlimited appetite for destruction. What the hell is that?
Wow.
Well, think about it. There was another chick, and she put on my on the wall of my page. She said, "I'm gonna make it my mission to get all of your get you banned from YouTube." Wow. Why would you ever think that I would like black women when you would say crap like this and be dead ass serious? I mean, they're dead ass serious.
I'm curious to know what her children look like.
Wow.
Thank you.
And they wonder why there's a shortage.
It's amazing how destructive some of these people are. I mean, they don't have that much dedication to avoiding getting AIDS.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So this guy put together this big-ass plan to shoot these kids. But he couldn't put together a big-ass plan to get the fuck out of his mama's house. Let me get this straight. Seriously. I want y'all to do it since we talking logistics.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't put together a big plan to get the fuck out of his mama's house, but he could put together a big plan to kill all these folks, then kill himself.
I mean, hey, he could live with his dad, or at least get his dad to give him a job or someplace or something. But I don't know if he's able to, if he, being autistic and stuff, you know, if he is.
And you're right. And again, I love the kids. I love the kids. I love the adults. I love everybody. But if you got a fucking problem, you getting the fuck out of my house. If they diagnose you with anything, you getting the fuck out of my house. They could diagnose you with
asthma. You got narcolepsy, nigga. You got to go.
You know what I'm saying? They could die, nigga. You could get diagnosed with athlete's foot. You getting the fuck out of my house?
Yeah, that's real, especially if you wasn't drawing no nice ass pictures.
That's cold, man. That's cold, Tommy. You just get him out. You ain't gonna give him no Desinex or nothing. Just
you know that nigga talking about. I got some Lotrim in. I don't give a fuck, nigga. You leave it now.
No gold medal powder. No gold bond powder.
You know, it's like my boy Law just said, nigga, you get diagnosed with gingivitis, you getting out of my house.
Here's some crisps and some floss and a brush. Bye.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I'm not playing with you. You getting the fuck out. He talking about, are you serious? You see this look on my face?
Yeah, I was seeing K-Woman saying that he had Asperger's. You know, I've worked with people who have Asperger's. You know, that's kind of common among the IT folk. Asperger's disorder is pretty common. You know, you get these kind of usually very high, very intelligent, but they have a difficult time kind of relating to people, don't really do eye contact all that terribly well, and you know, and that kind of business. I've never really associated that with just batshit insane. We about to go shoot up the joint.
You know what's more common than Asperger's?
What's that?
Assholers. Because there's a lot of just assholers just running around society. Just straight up assholers.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and this is what I said. Their lives are, here's what's happened with society. Their lives are so miserable that they just want to inflict as much pain on other people because they cannot bring themselves joy. And you guys might not believe it, but seriously, a lot of these people, they're only doing what they're doing because they're having such a hard time bringing themselves to a place of joy or either contentment. So because they're having such a hard time doing it, we realize at a young age it's easier to piss people off than to make people happy.
I believe it.
Yeah,
it seems like, because, I mean, think about him and that dude and all the other killers, people who just basically been raising hell and stuff. It's almost like they're just homegrown Hitler. It's like their only purpose in life is just to try to find a shortcut to hell. And,
Well, look at it this way. We're on Christmas break. Everybody's buying gifts. It's easier to buy somebody a gift they don't like than to buy them a gift that they do like. You notice that?
Yeah, the whole world wants stuff you don't want.
Yeah. It's easy as fuck to fuck up a gift.
Yeah.
It's hard as hell to get that. Oh, man, this is exactly what I wanted.
And they say it's a thought that counts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people didn't put no thought at all.
Yeah,
I wish a person would give me them damn talking fish like they used to sell back in the late 90s.
Oh, damn.
On that tie that play music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like when you walk past it, it starts singing or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Let me
point something else out to y'all. It's a little strange about the holidays, about, again, the human dynamic. And the reason we got to look at these gun laws and stuff, because it's all about the human dynamic. Well, here's a human dynamic that no one pays attention to. When Christmas time come around, they give a nigga a saw. They give a nigga a saw table. They give a nigga a screwdriver, electric screwdriver, some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And they giving you this shit so you can go work. So your gift is something for your punk ass to go work. And you are happy about getting a gift that allows you to go work. For Christmas,
right.
Your punk
That's
ass
right.
get a new lawnmower.
Right.
There you go.
Now, I dare you to give a bitch something that tells her that she need to do more work. Give her some...
I got my wife a vacuum cleaner.
Right. Give her a thigh mask.
Give her a spatula or something.
You know, give her a treadmill. See how far that goes. Give your wife a treadmill.
That's what they're going to
do. Do it. Yeah, you do it. Give her something to let her go work. On some shit you need her to work on, because she needs you to work around the house. Well, bitch, I need you to work around your midsection. How about that? But it's the human dynamic. Right, it's the human dynamic. And the human dynamic, we don't express it the correct way. And then we have situations like this. And what scares me the most is we're going to have big farmers going to come in here and tell us that the reason why this boy did what he did, or this man did what he did, was because he wasn't taking his drugs.
Yep.
So they're
yep.
going to push more drugs on the American public.
Mm-hmm.
These yep. drugs, yeah, they have much. No idea what they're going to do. These drugs are, in a lot of cases, more addictive than street drugs.
Right.
This is not my opinion. These are facts. So here's
you realize
what
you were talking about, because you were talking about how the feminism is part of that tool. You realize that the majority of these school children getting these drugs are boys, particularly Ritalin.
Oh, I know it.
Mm-hmm.
They give it. They give it
to their parents that are out, and they're not at home whipping their asses like they used to. They let them run wild.
But see, that's what I'm telling y'all. America thinks that we don't know, and let me bring in a couple more people to talk with us and see what they think about it, because you guys brought up a great point. Let me bring in Ramsey from here in Atlanta, and Kevin, what's up, people?
What's going on, man? Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
Doing well, I'm doing well. I'm going to go to Ramsey first. Ramsey, you hear what they were talking about. Let me tell you, America wants to do two things. It wants to sedate you, and it wants to disarm you. Do you see that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying these things for a while. I think what's going on, or what has been taking place for a while, and what a lot of people haven't been realizing for a while, until the recent times, is just the fact that it's just such a big assault on manhood in this country, period.
Yep.
And anything that resembles strong, confident, you know, uncompromising, not being docile or pliable or malleable type of manhood is just attacked. And it's something that, you know, a lot of me and my friends, you know, we've been talking about for years. We weren't able to put it in the proper context because, you know, we were a little bit, you know, younger talking about it. But I've been talking about this stuff since like 2001 and 2002. And even the gun culture really is really an attack on manhood as well. You know what I'm saying? And well, when they say a man at home is his castle, you have an inherent right, man, to defend everything that you love. See, the thing about when you have, especially when gun culture, because I've been to gun shows before, and I've seen a lot of, you know what I'm saying, I've seen a lot of white men out there, but I don't really see a lot of, like, a lot of brothers be out there. A lot of the white dudes be out there, they get those guns because they defending what they love. They defending their culture. They're defending their women, their children. It's a way of life. And so when you attack that, you're really attacking the very essence of manhood by trying to take away a man's ability to defend himself, you know what I'm saying, which is a right. That's not a privilege. You being able to defend yourself is not a right that the government gives you. It's a privilege that they give you. It's a right that you naturally have, and that's what, you know, things like in the Constitution is talking about. So I just think that overall, this whole culture. A friend of mine, he put some information on Facebook about not wanting to deal with a lot of these niggerish type of females, and some of his Facebook friends, like females, got really mad because they wasn't used to hearing him talk like that. But because he was asserting his manhood and was saying that he wasn't going to take, you know what I'm saying, the abuse that he had been taking over the years. It was all controversial, you know what I'm saying? But when he was on that pro-black stuff, they didn't have a problem with him being on that. But as soon as he said he made a distinction about not being abused by women, they had a problem with it. And I just think that that's overall is taking place all across really the country, no matter if you're black or white. Men are just getting fed up, man, with being disrespected and not being appreciated and not being revered. And that's why you have so many industries now where you got men actually going overseas looking for wives and stuff like that, because the whole culture is just being, it just has demeaned man for the last 50, 60 years, period.
We have lost our way, and I like what you brought up when you said, you know, you go to the gun ranges and you don't see any black men. And I was talking about that earlier, about the disarmament of black men, which is, it's happened ever since slavery. When they let us out, they wanted to make sure, because there was a lot of slaves that had been let go. Well, you have this mass population of people who you used to fuck up, and now they just free? You got to ask yourself, why was it that, how were they able to keep us from just saying, all these years of fucking with us, we're going to turn back around on you? But that means they knew that the programming had taken. That's the only reason why they would let black folks free. Because they didn't let us free and send us back to Africa. Think about it. Black people don't even think that deep. When's the last time you ever heard a black person tell you the only reason they let us free is because they knew that the programming had took? Because they would have never let us free. Listen, who the fuck sits up there and holds up, beats the fuck out of a dog and then lets that a pit bull? Then let that pit bull just go and think that pit bull is not going to fuck you up.
Yeah, for real.
But they let us go. And I mean, let us go. Roam free in their country. Like we were seized the way we were roaming.
Can I ask you a question, Tony?
Ask away.
Yeah. With what you just said, basically, I guess what you're kind of alluding to is that we're pretty much under control. That's pretty much what you're saying, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that all with everything that's going on as far as, like the brother was just saying about manhood being under attack, do you think that we are seen as a threat, black men, or all this stuff that's going on right now, talking about taking away Second Amendment rights? I mean, if you think about it, brothers out here aren't like gun club members. There are very few black militias. You know, do you think these attacks are on us, or do you think they're geared towards white people? Because they're the only ones that really need to be controlled. They're the ones. I saw on my Facebook page, one of my Facebook friends said, "I will not comply," and he had the Obama insignia, you know, the blue road with the three with the red and white flag upside down. So these dudes is talking about trying to start a civil war. I mean, they're the ones that I think that all this is being geared for. I don't think they don't feel threatened by us. They feel threatened. They're the only threats out there.
Well, as I said at the beginning of the show, we are the spectators in a tennis match.
Yeah.
We're not out there playing, so they're not afraid of us. Who the fuck is on the court afraid of the fans?
Right. Right.
They're not afraid of us. We are the spectators. Whatever fight goes on in the United States, whoever wins, we're just going to be their bitches.
Yep, pretty much it. Basically, with black folks, they kind of treat us like, you know, software companies do what they call the beta test, where they test it out on some folks before they roll it out for the wide audience. And basically, they've been beta testing on black folks to learn the art of oppression for the longest. That's what the government does. So they figure out how to effectively disarm blacks, how to use their own fear against themselves to cause them to not defend themselves. And then they'll try to roll it out to the wider audience once they got the program perfected.
Well, let me say something, Tommy. I think that we have to tease out a lot of these things because a lot of times, you know,
I want y'all to hold on a second. I'll be back in a second. I don't know what the fuck happened, but I got removed off my own damn show. I think y'all can still hear me. Y'all can hear me now, right?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right.
All right, now I need to get it. But go ahead.
But like I was saying, we tend to like to group a lot of things together, and I think we need to tease it out. I tell a lot of my brothers, you know, a lot of times I say, you know,
you know, a lot of times as you know, black men, we, you know, we want respect and we always demand the respect. But I tell dudes, I say, you know, how can your so-called enemies have a respect for you when they see your woman whooping your ass all the time? You know what I'm saying? Like, that makes no sense. Like, if they're setting up these plans, like a lot of people like to say, oh, you know, white folks, man, they set up the black man to use the black woman against them, this and that and forth. Well, if they see that the plan is working and you're not coming up out of that, why do they need to respect you like that? You're not a worthy opponent on the battlefield, you know what I'm saying, to really understand, like to really even be of any consequence. And I like to use the game of chess to really explain a lot of stuff because it really encapsulates, man, you know, this dynamic, man, between, you know, black men and black women. A lot of people don't understand that on a chessboard, the queen is the most powerful piece on the board, but the king is the most important. And the queen, she can move in all directions, you know what I'm saying? And her major job is to defend the king. And so the disrespect and the lack of regard that black women have shown, you know, black men for I will say probably the last 60, 70 years, has allowed each party to be isolated, you know what I'm saying, in terms of the media, you know what I'm saying? And I think that when something happens to, now, you know what I'm saying, if something happens to a black man in the media, a lot of times it's swept up under the rug a lot of times, or vice versa, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to, you know, comes to a black woman. But what I see right now that's taking place, because there's such a movement of brothers, man, who not really feeling black females anymore, now all of a sudden you're getting black women who all of a sudden now they're starting to say, oh, well, we value black men now. I'm like, well, you can't do feminism for 60 years, and then all of a sudden when you finally drive men away, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, no, I want you to come back, and I'll give you a story just to drive this home. When I was with my ex a couple of years ago, I asked a point-blank question. I said, I hear a lot of black women talking about black men, talking about how they ain't shit and niggas ain't shit and all that type of stuff. So then I asked, I said, well, if we ain't shit, I said, why do y'all get so mad when we get with a white girl or if we go to another group, another ethnicity? And she looked at me and she said, well, it's like we really don't want y'all. She said, but it's like we don't want y'all to go anywhere else and be happy. That's
the
fucked
up shit.
I'm not lying to you. This was a chick from Atlanta, Georgia, Southwest Atlanta type chick. I mean, I don't think she realized how honest she was being, but it really gave me insight on the brain, like what was going through her brain. And like I told my dude today, I said, a lot of times these people, the plan really is to keep the black man unaware of who he really is on the world stage. Because if the black man steps outside of the United States and goes anywhere in the world, you have women in all types of cultures who will tell you as a black man they would love to have a brown baby with you. They will tell you this. They will tell you this in a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? Whereas in your own land, you can have a chick, you can have a kid, man, with a black chick, and whether it's light skin or dark skin, she will make that kid feel hate towards herself. And this is the thing that is really, like, troubling, you know what I'm saying, for a lot of people to deal with. Because we've been taught, like, defend your community. That the black man has had more organizations in the United States in the 20th century than you can imagine. I mean, he's organizationed out. There ain't no more organizations that he can start. The only organization that he really can really have effect on really is a family structure. And when you're dealing in a society that doesn't allow you to be that man ahead of your family structure, naturally it's going to force you to go and seek other places in the world. Just like men of old times, when they heard stories about distant lands and India and China and spices and all of that type of stuff,
What did they do? They was poor. They said, yo, we're going to get on this boat and we're going to ride out. It's the same thing. And a lot of that's happening now. So now it's a lot of friction that is being taken place because a lot of black women are scared about that. And so we have to understand that what's taking place is it's not really a racial thing. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we focus on the racial dynamics a lot of times, and it really doesn't tell the complete picture. What's taking place, man, is something that's normal for all groups of men of the world is to want families. And when they're in a situation where they can't get that, that's a woman's number one function. A woman is supposed to be able to bring you a family. She's supposed to be able to allow you to have a family as a man, a base of operations, something that you can come home to, see your kids, be happy. If she can't provide that for you, that's the easiest thing that she can provide. If she can't provide that, everything else is just you can forget about. You're not going to build no community. You're not going to build no good society, no school, no businesses, anything like that, because you don't have a legitimate, viable partner. And that's why these dudes out here, a lot of times, they're spazzing out. You know what I'm saying? Brothers spazzing out left and right. You know what I'm saying? And so people looking at it like, man, this dude, you know, he weak. A lot of times it's not dudes are weak. They just frustrated, and they fed up, and they tired of being disrespected. And I know a lot of my dudes, most of my friends, they done with them. You know what I'm saying? They like, they looking at the Latinas. They looking at South America. They not even coming back. They like, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And I think right now, it's not even a group thing anymore. We don't have a community like we like to think we do. Now, to me, I always tell people the black community that's an oxymoron. There is not a community.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. And now. It's up to brothers, man, in their own individual lives to really take a look and see. You know, I told my dudes, I asked them a question. I said, of all the black men that you know that's close to you, how many of them dudes are really happy with black women? I said, really, really just extremely just, man, they just got it going on. You know what I'm saying? And then I said, most of the time that I've seen black men with other women of other cultures, they always seem to be happy, number one, first and foremost. It always seemed to be just in a happy place. And I said, a lot of times, you know, we used to talk about these dudes and they sell out, they can't really handle a real black woman. You know, a lot of men, a lot of brothers, man, took part in beating down other brothers for just wanting to be happy, for just wanting to have the basics of, like, just civility, a good home to come to, some happiness. You know, we beat them down. I tell them, I'm like, if we don't support brotherhood, dudes ain't gonna make it out here. They're not gonna make it. Period.
That's real talk. That's real talk.
Yeah.
I always hate when I hear people say, you know, you can't handle a real black woman, or you can't handle, like, you shouldn't. You only should have to handle a situation or a problem.
Right.
Like, you shouldn't have to handle a black woman. You know what I mean? Like, I never understood that concept. When people say that, I think that's bullshit.
You know, when black women say that you can't handle a strong black woman, I think they equate strength with, like, having a fucking nasty-ass attitude. That's what they think strength is.
Mm-hmm.
Belligerent.
It's a shaming tactic.
Well, you know what?
What they used to
is not enough brothers being able to articulate themselves verbally. I think and a lot of cats I know that I'm cool with, they just don't have that gab. They don't have that articulation to get their point across in the heat of an argument.
Mm-hmm.
And the women are used to being able.
But that's
what I don't think
that's
they're interested in being articulate. They don't care. They don't like smart black men. They feel threatened by smart black men.
That's a part of it too.
Well, that's my point. They're used to being able to shut a dude down.
They get with the Pookies and the Ray Rays, because they're not getting knocked up or getting dating the Cornell West of the community. That's for damn sure.
Right, exactly.
Ooh.
And I found that personally every time I dealt with a chick that I was able to say, you know what, you're wrong. This is why A to Z set up. I don't want to hear it because you're full of shit, and I'm gonna tell you why. I got all the respect.
Let me say this to you guys. I told you guys earlier about the person who was stalking me online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess they went to work because they like for 4 hours they had stopped. Well, I guess they're back home because they're doing it now. Their first message was to me. It came 7 minutes ago. It says Tommy Z at Antichrist. And they created a new account because I keep blocking them. This one's from one called Booty Mama. They made a new one, and the next one says to somebody named Amy who tweeted me. So they found somebody who tweeted me, and it says Tommy is the Antichrist. I spite you, Satan. Then they sent another one to 50 Tyson and Lil Reese 3000.
Wow.
3000, which says Tommy is a demon. Then they sent another one to Mad Scientist, Boo Butt, and somebody else, and it says Tommy is the root of all evil. Then they sent another one to Ill Flow, which says, watch out, Tommy, he's the devil. Then they sent another one to L.E. Playboy 90, to me and that person, which says Tommy is the spawn of Satan. I pour out the blood of Jesus on you. Then they sent another one to Mitt H.E., which says, he won't send it because he's a liar. Then they sent another one which says, oh, my God, Tommy was caught fucking his daughter in the butt. Then they sent another one which says,
what?
Don't follow him, he's the son of the devil.
Are you
then
serious?
They sent another one saying, hey, I pour out the blood of Tommy, soda man whore. It says another one, Tom mom caught giving neck in the park. Then they sent another one, Tom daughter caught giving neck in the park. Then they sent another one, Tommy is the devil. Then they sent another one. Then they sent three more.
Wow. Would you be surprised if that person is listening to the show right now?
Jeez.
Huh? Would you be surprised if that person might be listening to the show right now?
Right.
Oh, yeah. They might be listening to us talk.
Are you freaking kidding me, man? It's freaking ridiculous. See, that stuff like that, and they have the nerve to ask why there's a shortage? I mean, duh.
Brother, I wish nothing but the best for you. I mean, I got the utmost respect for what you do. If you make it, you need to get some bodyguards because these bitches out here, they fucking crazy. I was watching this documentary last night about everybody knows that Martin Luther King got stabbed by a black woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but nobody wants to talk about that.
Right.
Hold on, say that again. But here's
Martin Luther King in 1958, Martin Luther King got stabbed in New York.
Tell me I'm listening to your show, bitch. Wait a minute, here's another one. Tell me I'm listening to your show, bitch, but they're attaching my name to celebrities. So what they're trying to do is just become irritants to other people. So let me tell you, this is what black folks are doing. Black people are willing to try and fuck up what other people are doing that they've never met.
Yeah.
And these are black women.
Yeah.
And black women wonder why people don't want you mean to tell me you put that much energy into fucking with an individual you don't know because you get a pleasure out of being an irritant. Black women are the only people on the planet that get a pleasure out of being an irritant. Watch them. Go to the club. They like causing people to be mad. Black women will go to another man and get that other man to fight somebody else. I saw somebody sent me a YouTube video of a grown ass black woman who went and got some thugs to beat up a 15-year-old boy.
Wow.
Look at the black woman who put up that video. Her first words out of her mouth in that video was she's talking about white men love black women. What was the first shit she said? I know I'm gonna step on some toes. So she's wanting somebody to be upset at the stupid shit. I mean, she wants someone to be upset at the stupid shit she's saying. She thinks that someone's going to be mad that she believes that white men want her. Not that there's any factual basis, just that she believes it.
She needs to step on that weave.
Right.
Good riddance.
I know I'm going to step on some toes, and this is an interesting conversation. This shit's not interesting.
Wow.
We don't care.
You know what's sad about that? What's sad about that is, like, she wasn't a bad-looking girl either.
Right. Exactly.
But her head is just fucked up in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And you think about this, and I'm telling you, black women are the only women who believe that if you think they're a whore, they're going to fuck that shit out of your memory.
Yep.
You think I'm a whore? Well, I'm just going to fuck everybody and prove you wrong.
Wow.
You think I'm mean? Well, I'm going to stalk you and cuss you out and prove you wrong. Black women, I'm sorry. And I know this show is about guns. But fuck that. it's about your stupidity. Almost everything that I do is about the fact that the majority of you are the worst people on the planet, and this is why the black people are in the state that they're in, because of you. The black community is in the state that it's in because of you. Because of your treacherous-ass nature, you're willing to buy into the white man's religion, your willingness to buy into the white woman's feminism, your willingness to buy into the white man's standard of beauty. Each one of these things have cost the black people everything. Your willingness to buy into the white man's standard of beauty has cost the black race its resources, its financial resources. Tell me I'm lying.
Nope.
Do black men spend more money at the strip club than black women spend on weave?
No.
Nope, not even close.
No.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Hey.
The most I've spent like maybe 100. That was almost a condo. Almost half a condo.
Yeah.
That's it. I had to stop.
Let me say this, Tommy, and this is something that I talk with my brethren, you know, all the time about. You know, and you know, I'm very much into, you know, to history, you know, even a lot of ancient history too, man. And you know, I was telling my brothers, I said we need to go back, man, to some of these, you know, books, man, older books, and really see what was going on. I said, because a lot of these books was telling us some real shit. I told my dudes, I said go back to the book. I said, go back to Shakespeare, Othello. I said, or go back to the movie. I said if you watch that movie, I said, you will see that the Moor was with a Caucasian woman. In that story, he was not with a black woman. I told my dudes, I said, why back in those times, 1500s, I said, why was the black man not fucking with the white black woman back then? I said we have to really, really understand the history, man, that has really taken place. I told my dudes, black women, man, been betraying us, man, since Cleopatra, man, was trying to get with Caesar.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm like, not only did she get with Caesar, she fucked Caesar and Mark Anthony.
And she killed her whole family trying to rule with him, with both of them.
Yep.
And so what we have to understand, people always want to make this shit, oh, man, it's what the white man did to the black woman in slavery. I'm sorry, but I can look back at slavery and I can see that there were some damn black women who were given property, man, after those white men died. I ain't never seen none of them let any slaves go after that. I never seen that.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? So I said, so we have to stop making excuses. I said, because the number one reason why a lot of these black women do the shit they do is because niggas be accepting this shit. We be
right.
giving them the green
we the
light.
Group of men, listen, we're the only group of men that will allow our women to go fuck another race of men, talk about how great that other race of men is. Then that race of men dog her out, and we be the first one to take a bitch back.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I be talking about this brotherhood. But see, the problem is that This is why this shit is so hectic. I've known dudes, you know what I'm saying, who did everything right. One of my dudes, like, he's a good hard worker. I mean, he ain't rich, but he worked every day. He a good dude, all this type of stuff. And one thing I noticed about when we were younger, I said we had our brotherhood tight. We used to kick it all the time. We was always able to bounce ideas off each other and talk about what was going on in our lives. I said, but once we start going our separate ways, which a lot of black women try to do on purpose to try to keep you from being friends with your dudes, because when we start talking about what we going through personally in our relationship, one thing we start to realize is like, yo, we all going through the same shit. You know what I'm saying? We all going through the same type of stuff. And so now I'm 34. I'm going to be honest with you, man. Like, to be honest, I was done with black women, man, in 2002, to be honest. If it wasn't for me meeting my ex-wife who was Haitian, I was done with them then. I knew in junior high school that there was something wrong with black females. They just did dumb shit back then.
That conversation. I swear to you, I had that conversation with my producer earlier today. I said, I didn't know what it was, but I knew there was something wrong with the actions of black women when I was younger. I couldn't call it because, of course, I'm raised by a black woman, got all these black female aunts and cousins, so I couldn't say what it was, but I knew something was wrong with their actions.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
It's true.
The shit they were doing didn't seem right. When I was getting called black as hell by the people who were the same color as me, it didn't make sense. When I was watching them do certain things with certain guys and then turn around, like I said, I was telling my producer that, I said, you notice one thing I've noticed that black women do more than anybody else? I said, most women want a man more established than them and typically older than them. But if you watch most black women, when they hit about 35, 40, they start fucking a nigga that's about 30.
Mm-hmm. Making less money than them.
Yes. Why? Why is it that black women go through all they damn fucking and baby making and all they did, and then they go dip back down and get a nigga younger than them?
So they can control someone that they can control.
It's easy to control a young stupid motherfucker.
Tell me a lie.
That shit is true.
Every woman you know that gets about to her 40, her man be like 35, 30.
Now, but when I was 21, my girl was 30.
Exactly. You sit there and you look and you be like, I can remember all the black women I fucked, and it was old women. When I worked at IBM, the old woman who was my damn boss made me fuck that bitch, and I was like 23, and she was like 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigga, I had to take all kind of motherfucking whiskey sours before I fucked that bitch.
Damn.
Nigga, I was so drunk, she had to tell me that I came.
Damn. he's like Eddie Murphy with Eartha Kitt and Boomerang.
Hey, nigga, you done.
Tell me, you know, you can stop. You already bust a nut. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Hey, but you know why that is, Tommy? And this is my opinion why that is, you know, as far as the older chicks, like my generation, my age, 35, 34, 35, bitches my age is used up.
Yes, they are.
You know what I mean? And, like, the older chicks, like 45, 50, the dudes from that generation, they cracked out or in jail or dead.
Mm-hmm.
Say it.
So they didn't really have nothing to go for but the younger niggas my age.
Right.
And the chicks 10 years younger than me, they the ones who's like self-proclaimed queens and shit who don't got shit going for them, just got the game fucked up. So
you know, a lot of the women, a lot of the people that's giving these young boys AIDS are old-ass women. Them 19-year-old boys getting it from 30-something-year-old women.
Yeah, I've been hearing that kind of joint.
To me, one of the most disgusting things in the world is how I see a lot of these old black women flirting around with these 19-year-old boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's one thing. I tell a woman all the time, it's some shit I can forgive. It's some shit I can't forgive. I can forgive if you fuck me or I see you flirting with a nigga that own his own company, an older man or an established man. I understand why you flirting with or fucking with that guy. I don't understand why you fucking with a nigga that go to Morehouse, and we old and established. And you
hey,
sitting
man,
up making this young nigga feel like
you're gonna ruin that nigga life.
Right, I got a problem with that because I just keep thinking, why? What the fuck is on your mind? Are you that?
Is
your self-esteem that low?
Yeah,
dick. Mm-hmm. Dick is on the mind. That's
ruining that nigga life. But well, see, what we don't understand is, see, the thing is that. You know, I hear people with you know, and I'm not a religious monkey like a lot of people out here. You know what I'm saying? I know how to take things from religious books and apply them in a practical way. I'm not
with
just information just for the hell of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm about applying it practically. And
exactly.
I had to start teaching dudes. And I said, even in the scripture, I said, even in Leviticus 21:7, I said, Leviticus 21:7 tells, God instructs man to not wife a whore. It literally says that. It tells man to not do that. I was telling this one chick, I said, Abraham was telling his servant to go to their homeland to find a wife for his son. I said, because where they were, the women were so corrupt, he did not want his son to mix his bloodline, man, with those type of women.
Amen.
And so what we keep, like I said, the thing that be fucking brothers up more so than anything
is that they be loyal to black women just because of this black shit. Just because of this
racial
dynamic.
Dude, wait a minute. I want to explain. Let me explain. Listen, let me explain something to you. Why do you think they are so against me? Seriously, ask yourself. You'd have to ask yourself, what does this guy do to bring that kind of fire down from women? Because I'm saying exactly what you just said. Why do you think my message resonates with so many fucking men? Go follow my Twitter and see how many high prominent black men are following me.
Yeah.
Why do you think CeeLo Green follows me? Why do you think D.L. Hughley follows me? Why do you think Dwight Howard, who you know why he do, because he done got caught up?
Man, exactly.
I think CeeLo probably
you
have to think
that the women cannot refute.
Well, I mean, the reality
is
that
this is why we need this shit because, unfortunately, like one of my closest friends, like me and him fell out a couple times because he wasn't liking some of the shit that I was saying about black women. Man, he gave me the utmost respect, man, this week. He came to me and he told me, he said, bro, he said, I'm not going to even lie to you. He said, man, if it wasn't for you in my life, man, he said, I would not have known the devilish shit, man, that these black women was about. He said, I didn't know, man. He said, I didn't know this shit. And I know his history because his mom, I'm gonna give you a prime example. His mom used his dad years ago to get house and car. And then after she got that shit, she divorced him, broke up the family, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Mind you, you know what I'm saying? It was raised. Matter of fact, his mom and dad served in Malcolm's temple back in the day. They was Nation of Islam. Man, let me tell you something. This chick, man, and she, once she got him out the house, man, she abused that. She abused my friend. You know what I mean? She abused him, for real. Tried to take his manhood his whole life. And it's like now she worked that corporate job. She was at executive level, never was happy. Always complained about a job, end up losing her job, end up losing her house, then had to start dipping back into a 401k. My dude told me, he told his mom straight up, he said, you the reason why, man, I will never marry an African American woman.
I saw what my mother did to my stepdad, and the older I got, you ever notice that like shit happened to you when you were little, you didn't get it, but when you grew up, you started remembering, and he's like, oh, fuck, that's what that was?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
the reality is that the financial incentives and the legal incentives make black women and black men political enemies. There is no greater political enemy as a group that black men have than black women. I mean, black women are the number one political enemy, far more than white men.
Let's do us a favor, fellas. Let's bring in some women who they're hearing us talk. Let's bring in some women that hear us talk and hear what they got to say. Let's bring in Fatima from the 901. I think that's Tennessee, right?
I'm using my fiance's cell phone. He's from Memphis. We stumbled across you on Facebook, and we absolutely love you. We both.
Well, and here's what I want y'all to understand. Have y'all noticed that every time a woman calls in the show that loves the show, it's usually a woman with no kids or a woman with a husband?
I have no babies. I'm 35 years old. I'm getting ready to go for a master's degree, possibly a PhD. My fiance is getting ready to go back to school for his master's. We're looking at opening an independent black school, single-sex school for boys and girls separately. And
we're
tired of the ratchetness amongst our people, black men and women alike. And as far as black women, I, as a black woman, I have my own hair. I don't need a receipt for it. I have been natural since I was 17 years old. And, Brother Tommy, you don't want to hear the insults I had hurled at me from other black women with
weed
on their head, you know, two shades lighter than the street, attitude, I mean, just so uncivilized and so unrefined. And what I'm seeing in black women, I'm like I said, I'm 35, I have no children, we're getting ready to get married, and I'm looking at other black women, and the sad part is we have let feminism and white supremacy co-opt our community over the past 50 years to the point where the black family is disintegrated. We don't see black people getting married like we saw our grandparents and great-grandparents and staying together and having a family. And one thing I learned from my grandmother was whatever my grandfather did, she had his food on the table at the end of the day. She didn't argue with him in front of us, even as a grandchild. I never saw my grandmother disrespect my grandfather in front of us. I never saw that. And with my mother, it was a whole different story. She didn't want to cooperate. She argued with my father. You know, she drove him out the home. and I was very close with my father. And if I had to choose as a child, I would rather have lived with my father than have lived with my mother. Because
damn.
She was crazy, and she still is crazy. I love her.
You got here.
Wrong, but she's crazy, and I'm just tired of dealing with it. And
hold on a second.
I'm a black woman saying this.
Hold on a second. I want y'all to understand how Fatima sounds. She sounds like my grandmother. My grandmother used to be disgusted at my mother and my aunt. She was disgusted at how they act. She was disgusted at how they were getting children out of wedlock. She was disgusted at how they just walk around cussing and started that trend of being manly. She couldn't stand that. And we skipped that generation, and that generation started raising us, and then nobody wants to hear what Fatima just said and what I just said. And if we all sit down at a black conference, the majority of children our age feels like our parents slighted us. Feels like our mothers were pretty fucking bad. When I told the story about how my mother was going into stores when I was young, because, you know, they didn't have the little scanning thing. They had just the price tags on them. My mother was switching them tags. Do you know when I told that story how many people said my mother used to do that too? So your mother is up in the motherfucking store with you stealing. Stealing.
Damn. That's horrible.
With your child in tow.
Yeah, that's going to leave an impression.
Damn, and as a black woman, I'm just tired of their insanity. I mean, I've had other black women put up and try to make my life miserable, try to get me, you know, evicted from where I live, or come have people fight me, or I've sat up and watched them try to screw the entire neighborhood and then play innocent, but try to make me look like I'm the wrong one because I'm out here with no babies, striving to get an education and do something. Because I said, if I'm going to come to the table with a black man, I need to come with this, 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 and this in order. I need to have my stuff together. I need to have my standards, and that man needs to have his too. And a lot of us have made poor choices, but I'm going to say this much. The ratchet ones of us in this community are making it hard on everybody else. If you want to be trifling, you go stay in your part of the world and be trifling. Well, you don't come ruin a good black man. If you're going to be a trifling man, leave a woman out of it. You know, go find somebody just as trifling as you and get with them. Stop ruining.
Well, that's why, and people understand, when I was preaching the Talented 10, we got to understand that 90% of both sides are pretty fucking shitty, the men and the women.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well,
we have to understand that 90% of black men ain't shit. And again, I remember a girl was asking me, why wouldn't you talk to that girl? And it was a young girl. The girl was a beautiful, smart girl, didn't have no kids, and she was trying to talk to me. And I said, you don't want to talk to me. She was like, why not? I said, because I ain't shit. She's like, you got your shit together. I'm like, yeah, but I done been through some crap. You need to be with a man that ain't been through the crap I've been through. We don't have enough black folks that'll stand up and say, you know what? I don't want to ruin your life. I need to ruin a bitch life that's already been ruined. That's why I like hanging out with hoes, because we get along. My past is fucked up and so is yours. Let's get married.
They're too selfish not to do that, Brother Tom. They're too selfish. You know, they want what they want when they want it, and that's pitiful. It's really, really sad. And as for these black women, the state of black women, they're not black women. The ones that are stalking you, they're trash bags. They roaches. They discover our community. How dare you come and harass someone just because you can't handle their point of view and you think it's okay, you get a pass to disrespect somebody. And that's a First Amendment right. You have the right under the Constitution to say, in pardon how I'm going to say it, whatever the fuck you want to say out your mouth. Fuck them. Yeah, I said it. Another black woman putting you on, I'm putting them on the hot seat. You mess with my brother, you're going to have to deal with a whole lot of black women like me that don't like it. Leave them alone.
And see, here's the thing. Like, I love it when black women try to speak and tell me that I can't say all, but then they'll turn around and treat me like all black women hate me when they'll realize. Like, they don't care. Logic excuses the dumbasses. See, the intelligent women don't run around yelling and screaming at people. They don't.
No.
So they're pretty silent. So if you look at what happens on my page when I put up shit and the majority of the thumbs up and shit are women. Yeah, one black woman will come on there and say, oh, you hate black women. I'm like, wait a minute. Did you just ignore that all these comments are from black women saying I agree? Do you just not give a fuck? You just want to come on and say, here, you hate black women, and just bypass all those people. But it's the logic train. The logic train takes them to a place that's illogical. They don't have to connect the dots. They understand that they have a couch in the basement and it needs to go upstairs, but they don't give a fuck how it gets there. They know that they're not able to get it up there, but they'll still say something that makes no sense. And this is the problem in the black community, because if you're led by an illogical being, which by nature women are, men need to understand that women are not very logical. They are emotional. But if you are a true man, you are able to say to that woman, enough is enough. It's just like being a parent of a child. If you're a parent of a child, you can't let that child lead you, can you?
No.
If you're a real man, and that's a problem with black men, because they're not real men, they're allowing the most illogical creature on earth to lead them. Every other nation of woman understands that they are by nature illogical. That's why they smartly get with a man that is logical, got a job, got some money. Now they can be they can have their illogical needs taken care of.
That's the truth, and our women just don't see it. I don't want the burden of being the backbone of my nation or the backbone of my community. That's the man's job. That is the man's role. Our role is to be the supporter and the rib and be right there to help him. We're not supposed to be out in front on the front lines. And slavery and white supremacy got our whole mental just messed completely up because the roles were switched. The black woman was put in a trusting position, and the black man was feminized and stripped of his manhood. And we still playing that out. I don't watch Scandal because I don't care for Kerry Washington, because in real life she's the white man's bed wench. You know, I don't care for that type of behavior. I just don't, and I don't condone it. And the TV black women,
did you see how many black women? Let me ask you something. Did you see how many black women came to argue with me about that show as if I was somehow wrong? Like I was being offensive by pointing out the plot of the show. And so they were saying he actually loves her even though he's married to someone else. He loves her. And I was like, so that makes you feel good?
No, she's his bed witch. She is his bed witch.
She's basically Monica Lewinsky with a government job instead of
intern. Thank you. That's why white folks made the show. Excuse me. That's why a black woman made the show. And I tell people all the time, if this white people been president for years, why the fuck hadn't there been no show like this about white women doing it? Think about it. White men have been president for years. White men have had side chicks for years. Why is it that the first show about this has a black woman getting fucked?
Because that is a position of honor for them.
That's what some black women think. Not all of us now. And I will say this. I'm just tired of, like I said, that black dead wench Sally Hemings mentality amongst these black women coming out now saying that whitening this and whitening that. And I'm going to say this real clear, Tommy. I've been growing up around white people since I was 12 years old, going to school with them, everything. So I know how sarcastic they can get. See, I'm going to say this. While they're co-opting the black woman to chase the white man, the Latino man, and everything else, these white girls want our black men. It is no open secret. You know, we all know. I've known for years. And I say this. The black man is the best man on the planet. Why do you think every other woman want him except for you, you dummy? Get your head out your ass and realize what you have. The black man is the best because he is the first man on the planet. And,
white men know it, though.
You make the best.
But white men know it. Everybody knows it. If black women want to know the reason why black men are the best, it's one thing you can say. A black man can get any other man, get any other race of woman on the planet and never have to change who he is.
Yes.
In order for a black woman to get a white man, she got to be like Iman and wear a weave all the damn time and talk white and do all the shit that makes you not you.
And I'm not going to compromise who I am. I love my nappy hair. I love my curves. I love being a black woman, and I love the black man. There's no other man on the planet for me. Why am I marrying one? I'm 35 years old. What that brother talked about, a lot of 35-year-old women don't want older men. My fiance is 43, and as I say, we both have degrees, and we are very happy with each other. I don't argue with the brother. I cook. I don't fuss. I know how to sew. I know how to keep a house because my grandmother and my aunts and mother saw to it that at least I knew how to take care of myself so that I could raise and sustain a family. And a lot of black women don't even know how to boil water no more, which is shameful. You don't want to know the amount of young black women I've come across while I was finishing up my undergrad that did not know how to cook. I looked at them like they were crazy. I said, how do you expect to keep a man? sex ain't going to do it. You better know how to cook, clean, and wash up hind parts. Don't nobody want no woman that can't provide.
Let me tell you something, dear. Let me tell you something, dear. The majority of black women today, when I went to their house, and they knew it. They had scheduled the dicking. You're going to come dick me down on the 21st. I get on their house at the 21st. They motherfucking bathroom look like a pigsty. Now, this is where you wash your pussy.
Oh, wow.
Am I lying, fellas? You can go to almost any black woman today, and they shit will be dirty, and all they'll do is explain it. Oh, my house don't usually look like this. Motherfucker, you knew I was coming, though.
Yeah.
Try one.
You didn't even care enough about, but listen, they don't care enough about you to do something as basic as not make the area where they clean their pussy look nasty.
And that's pathetic. It's sad.
That is
sad.
That's your backbone of the nation.
And
there you go. Exactly.
I support black. I support and love you all 110%, especially when you stand up and be a man, because that makes me know as a woman I'm protected and respected whenever I see a black man behave as a man, as a king in his rightful position. Where I'm angry at, I'm tired of the trifling black men ruining good black women, and I'm tired of trifling ass black women. I'm going to say it. You don't know how to cook. You don't know how to clean. You don't even know how to sew. You don't keep yourself clean and your children clean, and you want the world from a decent ass black man, but you ain't willing to get off your ass and make it happen. How dare you make it hard for black women like myself?
Yeah, and let me say
we
this to you.
Dispose of you.
And let me say this to you, because when I did that seminar, it really bothered me. As soon as I jumped on black men, the place got silent. Not one black man said, oh, that's messed up. See, so black men are used to getting whipped since slavery. We're used to getting beat. So if you notice, you can say some crap to a black man, and he just take it. If you say, y'all niggas in Atlanta gay, nobody sits up and argue and fight. We'd be like, there's no reason to argue. If they think them niggas is gay, I know I'm not. I'm used to taking the abuse. Whenever
right.
a woman put up a stat like that says, y'all niggas need to start taking care of your kids, it'd be black men that be thumbs up and it saying, yeah, you're right. We don't argue on a bitch page about what she said. But, same breath, a man says something about what the women are doing today, and they will come out with fury and vengeance to destroy that man. Again, we say there are no good black men out there. We say black men aren't doing blah, blah, blah. But they see I'm working my motherfucking ass. Why is it that strange black women would try to ruin what I do? Ruin my the way I take care of my family. You would try and ruin that because you didn't like something I said. You wouldn't ignore it. You would try to ruin it.
Well, the reality, I mean, if black men get their stuff together and start recognizing these things, what it is, it threatens their position of power. And, you know, they are a lot, you know, it's like a lot of these people really are like the Miltonian version of Satan, and rather to rule in hell than to serve in heaven. I mean, that's just how they are.
You're telling the truth, brother, and it's sad. It is pitiful, and it makes me go to tears. It reduces me to tears sometimes to see how far black women have went down. I mean,
you guys saw my face on the videos I was doing, I think like 5 days ago. I was in tears.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally in tears at the amount of, because I kept saying, these people get to attack me, but they get to hide who they are.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, they get to put out all kinds of falsehoods. They get to do things like let me tell you what I just had to do. I had to email Buffy Caruth, the body, and threaten this woman because she went and flagged something I did on, she flagged a video of mine on YouTube and claimed copyright infringement. The video was the promo for when she was going to be on my shows, a 2-minute promo of me saying, Buffy's going to be on the show, Jay Harris of ESPN going to be on the show, blah, blah, blah. She flagged it and said copyright infringement.
Wow. That's amazing.
There's that logic for you.
What was up
and
with
I sent
that?
Her a message. I said, the fuck are you doing? If you don't take that down, I will sue your ass.
Wow.
I don't know if it was an accident. I don't know, but this is why I don't trust black women at all.
Wow.
And I don't trust them at all. Why? Because I grew up in the household with a woman that I remember now when going back, where she told my stepdad, you know, he's yours, talking about me. So what that means is there was a time when my mama was fucking my stepdad and my dad for him to believe that that was true. Then when she got mad at him, she told him, and that's why he's not yours.
Wow. Yeah. That's not
it. But the kicker is this. He's still married to my mother.
Woo.
Black men are sis.
Man.
I've always not had very
the brother made a point earlier about why there's no respect. You know, we're not getting respect from each other, black men and black women, or from other races, because not enough people are doing anything respectable.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You just said it. You just said it. Thank you so much.
That is craziness right there.
Like, look at this. The person, listen, since we've been on the show, that person has created 5 more accounts. Now they're tweeting everybody under the name of Tommy Sotomayor 2, and it says they sent a message to Jonah Hill that says, I'm gay and I take it up the butt. They sent
this is sick.
And you think I would ever... But this is what black women do in order to prove to people... She sent a message to Nicole Irving. I hate black women and I'm dumb as shit. I'm gay, I take it up the butt. Another one, no, I'm really gay.
That's very just mental illness.
Just tweeting every celebrity, everyone, this crazy shit. And this woman has done this since we've been talking the last 20 minutes, created 5 accounts.
That's crazy. That's mental illness.
Well, you know, that goes back to the... That goes back to the logic thing, you know, with getting a couch up the stairs upstairs. Like, the good, smart black woman is going to know you got to get that couch up the stairs. But these days, the average black woman, they're going to take that couch outside and try and throw it through the window, you know, to get it upstairs that way. It's just complete lack of logic.
And but the problem is, not only is there a lack of logic, but they will defend their illogical behavior to the death.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can't tell them
they're
wrong.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Because no one won't
care. Tell them they're wrong.
Let me bring in some more women. I want to hear what some of these other women got to say. Let me see. I think it's Breon from the 763. Breon.
Hey, Tommy. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. What do you think about the stuff that we're saying right now?
I mean, I agree with everything that you guys are saying. I mean, I see it, and I think it's easier for me to see what you're saying because I grew up in a black two-parent household, and even though my mom's income is 3 times as much as my dad, she let him be a man. She let him provide. So I grew up in a very patriarchal home, even though she was the head of household. And so... For me, it upsets me and it pisses me off when I see all these beastly black women out there who just act a fool to their men and don't sit and listen and understand because they don't have that male role model. And if they do, some of these men, like you said, they're being raised by women who talk about their fathers not being shit.
All right, and let me tell you something. I remember in high school when I was dating this white girl, and her parents were pretty damn rich. And I remember when we went out to eat. And it was on her because I didn't have no fucking money. Well, when we walked in, the white girl took the money while we were walking to the seat and stuck it in my pocket, in my back pocket, and acted like, you know, she was grabbing my, you know how white girls will put their hand in their white man pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But she did that. And put money in there because she wanted me to be in public paying for her because in her mind she thought as a teenager, she knows it looks funny to be paying for this motherfucking man's food. If nothing else, but by the way it looks, you don't want white folks to say not only do you have a nigga with you, but you got a broke one.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that sounds like a girl who was raised right. Yeah.
Right, but fast forward to now, I'm a grown-ass man. Be out with a black bitch and she knows she got to pay for it. She gonna pay for it. The whole world see I'm paying for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
She has no problem letting the world know that she is, and these are the same group of people who love the song "I Don't Want No Scrub" and all these songs. They talk about how you got to have your shit together. If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home. You say it.
Uh-huh.
Yet they're willing to let the world see that they have a man with no job. They won't even lie to their friends and be like, "Oh, this nigga make." Look, ladies, I'm not telling you you can't let a nigga live in the house with you and you try to help him get on his feet. But there's a problem when you tell people that shit, that's what he does, nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That means you want that man to be down. That means you want the world to know that you with a less than man.
He literally does dick. Yeah. Right about that. You know, my wife's a housewife, so... But, like, when I just put, you know, cash in her hand and we going out somewhere, and if I just happen to just not have any cash on me, she always gives it to me so that I do the paying, because she don't even want to project that kind of image.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. A real woman does not want to have a weak man, because having a weak man to get your fucking house robbed.
Yeah.
Having a weak man to get your ass grabbed at the club. Having a weak man to get y'all robbed in the parking lot. Serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I want y'all to do me a favor. If somebody has the audio in the background, do me a favor and turn it down, because I can hear myself. I'm hearing myself, and I'm. So if you can, whoever's got the audio, do it, turn it down, turn it off, or whatever, because you listen. I mean, you do have the phone up to your ear, so I'm pretty sure you hear me. I'm just gonna throw that out there. Let me bring in Joe from the 567. Joe.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. What's going on? All right, brother, man, you hear how we're talking. Right.
You remember me. If I'm letting you remember me. I've been patient, too. Y'all talking about a lot of hot topics, man. I got a lot of ideas, you know.
Get on it.
Go ahead, ask the question. When I tell you I'm 34, no kids, I'm going to get my profile just like y'all, no kids. I'm about to have my master's in 10 weeks. I come from the hood, the worst part of Toledo, Ohio. I live in Chicago, Illinois now, gun-killing capital. And I feel y'all on every level, everything from no kids out here doing no charges, not a scratch. Only been arrested and acquitted of all that because they did it unjustly. You've only been arrested with my boys and selling this, selling that. And they knew I was clean, asked me to turn over them. Stuck to guns, never turned tell on nobody. I've been through it all. Just be clean, no kids, about to have my master's degree. But the problem is, I'm logical, like y'all said, but I'm telling you, I had the same issue. I have a girl who's about to be a doctor. But everything y'all talking about is her issue. Do you see what I'm saying? And it's weird how I could come from the hood with the stars, the emotional, mental, and spiritual stars, yet the black woman is the one that got the game mixed up as far as us doing it together and not fighting each other. You feel me? You feel what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. The thing is education.
White supremacy, what it did is it broke the black man of believing in himself. That's why they killed the black man in front of the woman so the woman could talk him down and control him. That way they could sleep better. It's in the Willie Lynch letter that he said y'all would sleep better when you put the woman in control of the black man, because she would tell his ass, "You will not go outside this barn and fuck with that white man, because he will kill us all. He will kill us all. Goddamn, he will kill us all." And what that did, that didn't break the black man's physical strength. It broke the black man's emotional passion to protect his wife and his daughter. So when a white man and white come out there, he would die before he'd let you rape him and mutilate him. He would actually die off like the Indian before he let you fuck his family over, because they didn't teach that in Africa. And that's first and foremost the Willie Lynch that stripped that buck from protecting his motherfucking family. And this is the biggest problem. And I told you, I've been waiting. This is the big
We ain't got enough courage to die protecting. We rather bend over and take it in the ass, not only from the white man, but the black woman. Instead of legitimately stepping out and saying, I'm the head of this household, you will act accordingly to help me, and you will not go against me with the white men. If you do, I will get rid of you and look her dead in her motherfucking eye.
Hey, listen. Joe, don't you understand that that's why I'm the biggest threat? Because, like, it started out when I was saying don't date people with kids. That was pissing them off. But why would you want your son or daughter that don't have kids to date somebody that's already got seeds from somebody else? We've already been told that biologically a woman who has another – first off, the first semen in the woman stays in her for the rest of her life.
Wow, well, I didn't know that. I didn't even know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't. I'm talking
about like a fingerprint.
The first semen that enters a woman stays in her for the rest of her life.
Come on,
it actually changes.
Come on.
Listen, it actually changes her blood makeup.
Wow. Oh, wow. I got to look that up, bro. I did not know that.
You mean like a fingerprint or something?
Well, that's in deep shit right there.
Do y'all know how many other niggas nuts y'all eating when y'all eat y'all girl pussy at this stage of the game?
Oh, come on now. Oh. Come on, man.
Come on, man. That's why I don't kiss bitches on the mouth.
Y'all might as well fuck a bitch in a literal raincoat. Like, come in that motherfucker looking like I still know what you did last summer.
Ugh. Oh, damn. But,
I'm
know,
saying,
they,
when y'all look it up, I want everybody to look it up. And this is why everybody else wants to keep their woman clean, and the black woman wants to be the most disgusting bitch in the world when she's ready to marry you. Mm-hmm. This is why the older ones fuck with young people. This is why if you look through your girl Twitter account and Facebook account, she trying to flirt and fuck niggas on there just like you. Mm-hmm. Tell me a lie. Most of these women get on Facebook and Twitter to flirt all damn day and be real serious when that nigga say, I want to come get that pussy. And she'll give it to him. Black women don't even have the class to be smart enough, like I said in my one video. You are fucking Dwight Howard or you fucking LeBron James. Whichever one of you fucking, don't fuck somebody else. Because you at least get to carry his seed. They're not even smart enough to do that. That girl that was fucking that Javon Belcher, she was fucking somebody else at the same time. So you fucking a nigga with money and a nigga from the streets.
Mm. And you said you couldn't stop fucking another raw dick nigga for 30 days while ovulation happened. That's some bullshit. That
not even 30 days, just 15. Ovulation is 15 days. 2 weeks.
Well, 15. If I was a woman, I would be smart enough to stop with another nigga to get that money. I don't know about any other woman. If I was a woman, I'd be that smart. That's stupid. That's beyond stupid, man. Like, I don't know what that is. That's beyond stupid, though. But
do you know that there was in the state of Tennessee, that they said in their court system, 60% to 80% of all of the women who were forced to take a DNA test of their kids, the man whom they said was the child, 60% to 80% were wrong.
Wow.
That's shameful.
Do y'all hear me? Black women, 60% to 80% of y'all don't even know who the fuck came inside of you.
Shameful. Shameful.
You know, Tommy, I want to tell you too. You have to understand, you are doing something monumental. Like, you will never be able to get paid for what you're doing, okay? Like, totally paid in monetary money. All right, I don't put that out there. I don't know if anybody touched on this. And you will also never get the love you're seeking except from the small percentage of the people who are conscious about exactly what's going on out here and what's been going on. But now it's bubbling to the top, and you're part of the bubbles that's in that pot, bubbling to the top. You're not the water at the bottom. You're bubbling to the top. So what I'm saying is you need to feed off of the small amount of people. You're going to get the conscious and the legit and the being real love from as far as saying, you know what, I am messed up. I do need to correct myself. I am going against my black brother. I am a no-good nigga, and I've been for 10 years, and I need to get on my feet. How can I do that? These are people you need to focus on, but I'm telling you right now, you giving light to them people, doing anything, it's just as worse as that man getting light and all the people crying, keep crying all and over and over, and keep filming them like a bad movie on TV about killing them kids. It's the life you're giving to these females. It's how they're taking your shine. And I'm telling you right now, that what you're doing is monumental. If we had at least 1,000 brothers on the news teaming with you to do this, it would change Chicago overnight. It would change New York overnight, because there's a lot of conscious people don't get to voice their consciousness and show it. So in all, to wrap it up, your work is deeper than you even understand, because what you're addressing is something that they, when I say they, you know what I'm talking about, tried, destroyed over 400 years ago and said in the letter it would work. At least 300 to 400 years, and you are now consciously destroying it, and they are fighting you back for all they have with their army, and the white man army is pitting us against each other, and now definitely is letting the black woman come up and trying to push the black man further down. Since they can't do it in slavery, they'll do it through, okay, get him out the house and we'll give you some money. Is he around?
Yep.
If he's around, we're snatching it away. This is a plan, bro. It's always been. So I don't want to talk too much, but I'm telling you, I know it up and down and all around, and I don't fool with it. I'll leave the United States before I fool with that. Like my brother was saying, I want to politic with my was saying. You step your ass outside the United States and you see the love of a black man by every white woman, Mexican, and Puerto Rican, because they will look at you like they want to eat you up. But here they look, try to look down at you, even with a doctorate or a master degree, clean suit on, and speak better than they do. They try to still look down at you because they fucking jealous of an educated, smart, conscious black man, and that's real.
I like that. Hey, brother, you have a powerful voice, number one. And number two,
I ain't trying to take over your show, man.
Look, I tell people real is real.
I'm seeing all this shit.
Real is real. And whenever I hear a powerful black man speak, I'm smart enough to let that powerful black man speak. It's not. I tell people all the time, this is what I do is not a competition.
Okay.
If there's a man, I'd let a nigga do the whole show. If that nigga saying something that makes sense, I shut up. You see, I had no problem with just being quiet because I do it all the time. I invite my man Jason Black to come on the show all the time. When he come on the show, he can say what the hell he want, because I know that man is powerful in his speaking. He knows what he's saying. He believes in what he's saying. I believe a lot of people need to hear it. I believe that there needs to be more than one black person. And when you say the people I need to focus on, I tell people all the time, do you understand that I started doing all this all on my own? This was all my own money. This was all me financed. This was literally all me.
I didn't even know that. No.
When I started doing this 5 years ago, it was because I knew it was the right damn thing to do.
Wow.
And I knew. And that's why I tell people, you'd have to ask yourself, why is it so many prominent black men who follow me, who retweet my shit, who read my shit, who call me personally? Here's my fucking phone number, dog. Holler at me.
And I'm going to tell you the truth. I follow you, man, because I follow you because I know because I'm conscious. Everybody that's on this phone is their own percent of conscious and need to continue to chase it, because when it all goes down, the conscious people are the ones that are going to survive. These people that are not conscious are going to fall to the wayside. They're going to be unsuccessful, and they're going to be dead. This is what's happening. This is why all these killings going on. These people got to be wiped out, white and black. They got to be, because that's what they want to do to each other. Us smart people, we stay out the way and get in the lane that doesn't have crazy traffic, because this is survival of the fittest out here. And the first survival is the consciousness of recognizing when you in trouble, when you threatened. And we threaten more than one way. So you got to be looking every which way like you in the worst hood. This is just how it is, you know? So with all that said, I guess I'm saying that I follow you as not only a very educated man and a very self-motivated man. I'm a professional athlete at the time. I've been a professional athlete for 10 years in track and field. I travel the world. I've been to 23 or 24 different countries. I know what's going on out here. I know everything about America, dirt, and everything about Britain, dirt, and everything about Belgium, dirt, and all that. I know how they play the games. I know what they're doing in Syria. I'm worldwide. But when you bring it back to America, it's called keep you dumb, keep you coming physically, and juice you up with drugs so we could control you. This is all it is. And they use us against each other on a daily basis. And media is one of the worst fucking snakes. So what I'm telling you is you and media. So they're sending these snakes at you. You never know who behind these buttons sending these snakes at you. So trust me, brother, don't fret one millisecond. We expect you to be attacked, but it's up for us to stick up for you, because I'm flagging and talking bad about everybody I see that say something dumb that ain't logical and trying to protect what we need to change. You feel me? So don't worry about that, bro.
Hey, brother, you see, I said in one of my, and I'm telling you that, I mean, you damn near, yeah, that, what everything you said has like touched me. And it's like one of the things I told people, I said, the reason I was real big on trying to put out the brother that made the perfect score on the SAT, I said, is because we need to do like back in the old days.
Yeah,
you look at Braveheart and shit. You look at Braveheart and shit. What did they do? They knew who the talented 10th were. Some people knew we are the pawns that's got to save the king. I know in my life, and I'm okay with it, my life is to be one of the pawns to save our black king. And I just hope he comes. I just hope to see him before I die. I just want to see him. I want to know that he's here. I want to know that he's here. I want to know that we have gotten together and we have formulated a wall and protected our people who can help our best interest, because Mexicans do it, because Cubans do it, because
they sure do.
They make sure they see who can bring them the most prominence, can bring their plight to light. They protect the hell out of that person. And I guarantee you, before it's all said and done, that will be my role and my job, to stand in front of that man and take that bullet so he can stand up and lead the rest of my damn people out of this fucking darkness that they're in. And I don't mind.
You know, if you're a pawn, you got to be one of the biggest pawns on the chessboard. And I say that because you have a lot more. You have a lot more effect than maybe you know. And I understand you're in Atlanta. You don't really know the effect. I'm in Chicago, Illinois. I lived in 3 or 4 or 5 different states. You know, I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm stupid conscious because I seek it on a daily basis. I seek it. I'm thinking about it on a daily basis. And I'm attracted to you, so, you know, attracted to what you're saying. So imagine a man who's smarter than me, you know, or imagine a man who's more conscious than I am. My boys listen to you. But check this out. What I'm trying to say is this. This stuff we're talking about here, this is the reason why America is America. Because what America, white suppressed, dominated does, what they do is they start fights. They tap this person, turn their head, and that person said, what you here for then? You talking to right there, you disrespect. And they start the fight, and they walk away, and they eat, and they laugh. Because this is what they're doing to the most powerful people, which is the Ashanti tribe that was brought over here from the last war in Africa. We are the most powerful black people on the planet here in America, and they know it. So they got to keep us fighting. And see, while we're talking about this, guess what's going on? They trying to pass that shit and take their guns so we can go in the hood. So the chief keeps won't protect their ass. The chief keeps would knock our head off some long distance on top of a roof if they come in the hood. Chicago talking about taking a gun. So you know what they say? They say, hurry up, stop. You know, distract them, because we need our plan to follow through. That's all it is, bro. So we fighting, but we ain't talking about the bigger issue. The bigger issue is that if they can take us back to slavery, they damn sure will without a fight. So the best way they can take us back to anything without a fight is for us not to be able to protect ourselves. And trust me, ain't there one of these white men getting out here, them bitch-ass niggas, and squabbling with none of us because they're bitches.
No, that's what I said. They look good. Listen.
All they're going to do is pull a gun.
I said it before and people got mad. And I'll say it again. White people know who's the most dominant man. Why do you think the first thing they do is shoot a black man? When you look at George Zimmerman, that man had to shoot a teenager because he was getting fucked up by a teenager.
Yeah.
Y'all don't understand the logic behind this. He was getting fucked up by a teenager.
You know what the hardest thing to understand about that is? I don't know about the rest of you guys. This guy's in jail for a reason. He's not getting out. He took the law into his own hands. How hard is it for people to understand that? He broke the fucking law. That's the bottom line.
He killed a child.
He's in jail. He's not going to get out. No matter how much money they send him, no matter how much they argue about it, he in jail for a reason. Yeah, the point of him getting there was fucked up because the police fucked up,
But he's there for a reason. You can sit there and protest it all you want. He in jail just like the other white dude that killed the kid at the gas station. That motherfucker is in jail because he deserved it. Ain't got nothing to do with no motherfucking reverse racism. If there's such thing as reverse racism, it had to have been going forward in the first place. He in jail for a reason.
Let me tell you something. Racism only works if you have power. You can only have racism if you have power. You cannot have racism through words. You can't. I can't say I hate white people and not be able to keep white people from jobs, keep white people from homes. You have to have power in order to have racism. And they have fooled black people. They have fooled black people with that term of reverse racism. And another thing y'all need to understand, seriously, they have fooled black people. Black people are actually starting to believe that there's a such thing as reverse racism. Nigga, what can you keep somebody from?
What do you own, my nigga? What do you own?
You're right about that.
Reverse racism, that's an oxymoron.
It's a made-up word. Reverse racism is a made-up word.
Exactly.
It's a made-up word just like Jesus Christ.
Unless African-Americans have the type of power
when the man called Christ existed, the J didn't even exist. So he couldn't have been a Jesus.
Yeah, you're right about that.
We don't know, and it's like the brother was saying, Joe was saying, and when I come back from the break, I want Joe to keep talking and the rest of y'all talking, but it's like Joe was saying, it's too many black folks that's in the darkness. The dark ages ended a long time ago with the fucking black plague for everybody except us.
I got a question before you end. I want to know, the guy that was talking earlier, I don't know your name, and you just said something, but you were talking about if you something had to be going forward in the first place. But I want to ask y'all a question, but I definitely want to ask you. But and also Tommy, what do y'all think about Frederick Douglass saying that black people should have rallied us not going to South America and starting over after they let us go in 1776, and they say, you know, I just want to know, do y'all think us staying in the United States, going through all the Jim Crow and all the, you know, Martin Luther King and all that shit, going through all that being hung and castrated and all that, do you think that shit was worth it, than us just uprooting and leaving and starting new somewhere else and taking a chance? I just want to know.
No, it wasn't worth it.
I've been wanting to ask that question that's smart for a long-ass time.
Think about where we are. Look at where we are. And I want all you guys to answer it when we come back. I want all y'all to think on that question because it's a great question. Was it worth it for us to stay here? Are we happy? And I will just give my answer before we go, and it's a short one. Hell no. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is we're going to come back from the break, and we're going to let everybody that's on the line talk. We're also going to let some more people jump in. I'm having fun. I hope that you guys are too. We're going to come back. You guys know who I am. You know what this is. This is Your World.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views, the realest show on internet radio with your host, Tommy Sotomayor. Keep it locked.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Tommy Sotomayor. This is a message to the loyal following out there. You know, and I know, there's nothing better than a nice, well-dressed man in a suit. Now, with the budgets being as tight as they are, a lot of people cannot afford a nice suit. Well, that's untrue, because my friends at CustomSuitShop.com have made the custom suit available and affordable for all price ranges and all budgets. That's right. Go to CustomSuitShop.com. They believe that they're witnessing the return of the elegant gentleman, and they are dressing up again. They want clothing that fits right and is comfortable and looks great and makes a value statement. That's what my man Louis Morgan of CustomSuitShop.com wants everyone to know. See, what they can do is they can come to your home, perform 20 key measurements, and then hook you up with a custom suit. You know, people getting tired of wearing suits off the rack. Not saying there's nothing wrong with suits off the rack, but how would you like to have a custom suit made to fit you, the way your body contours, the way you move? That's what you can get at the Custom Suit Shop. Go to CustomSuitShop.com. There are three locations. They have one in Marietta at 1395 South Marietta Parkway, Building 100. One in Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, South Towers. Then they have another one in Birmingham, Alabama. That's right. Three locations where you
can get your custom suit made. So go to CustomSuitShop.com and make sure that you mention Tommy Sotomayor sent you. CustomSuitShop.com, where with prices like these, you can't afford not to look good. Just log on at CustomSuitShop.com. That's CustomSuitShop.com. And call at 404-869-3113 if you're in the Atlanta area. If you're in the Birmingham area, call at 205-541-9469. And if you're in the Charlotte area, call 704-552-3690. And tell them Your World My Views sent you.
It's your money. Use it when you need it.
Call J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW. Call now.
I knew I needed to talk to somebody about money when I opened my design shop.
When Mom got sick.
My daughter engaged already.
I felt sort of stuck.
I went to SunTrust.
I just wanted to talk to someone.
And they listened.
Helped me see options I didn't know I had.
Now I'm moving forward.
Now I can focus on what's really important.
I'm better off than I thought.
At SunTrust, we're here to help you find the answers you're looking for.
This is my baby girl.
That's why we start every conversation with, how can we help you?
And now, back to the man who loves all of his fans, except the ones playing hard to get. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. This is the Talk Trash Tuesday edition of the show. This is Your World. Now, I want to, before I bring everybody back in, and I love my man Joe, and bring him back in, I got an email from a guy. Just a second. I just looked at it because when I go to the break, I'll look at some of the emails I'm getting during the show. And if they're good ones, I'll read them. And if you guys want to email me, the email address is tj@yourworldmyviews.com. That's just the letters TJ and the show name, yourworldmyviews.com. I got an email from a guy and it says, "Hey, Tommy, how are you doing? I wrote my finals essay about your show. So I thought you should check it out. Anyways, enjoy. Peace." So you wrote a final essay about me and my show. So I opened it up. And sure enough, his name is Brian Allen, B-R-A-H-I-N-E, Allen. And he wrote it for Professor Fievel Rosberg. And the title of it is called The Politics of Media. And I'll read the first paragraph because I haven't read it yet. But it is long. But the first paragraph, it says, "In this day and time, radio has drastically changed. You have people that are listening to radio by way of internet, television, smartphones, and even podcasts, which is a type of digital media that has series of audio files that the audience can download and listen to at any time of the day." Then it quotes Wikipedia. "And behind every radio show and podcast presenter has a type of message that they are trying to convey so that their voice can be heard. Tommy Sotomayor, a radio show host based in Atlanta, Georgia, called YourWorldMyViews.com. He also does video blogs expressing how he feels on a variety of issues that concerns the black community, as well as news stories which covers and gives commentary after providing the factual information on YouTube. The topic, says Mr. Sotomayor, primarily touches on social issues that concern the black community, i.e. single parenthood, racism, the division amongst the black race, the unnecessary use of welfare, and how most blacks, primarily the black women, use the other sources of the government that they have to offer and the gender roles that have been reversed in the black community. Equality amongst black men, black feminism, and getting back to the predominance of black marriages and family. In this essay, I will speak on why Tommy feels the way he feels on each topic and back up his argument with reliable statistics or factual stories that relates to why he feels very strongly on these situations. Now, I can't read the whole thing because it is long. But think about how many young men listen to my show, call into my show. I'm going to bring Joe in. I'm going to bring David in. I'm going to bring RC in. Think about how many young men listen to my show, and then I've thought about how many call me and say, brother, you have changed my life. And David, whatever you got going on in the background, you probably need to turn it off, all right?
All right, sorry about that. That was my TV.
No, you're all right, you're all right. But if you think about this, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in a couple more people that haven't been brought in. Let me bring in Stanley and Brett.
Hey.
What up, people?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
What's up, Tommy, man? I can't believe you did that show.
What'd you say?
I can't believe what you're doing. We've been talking about what you've been saying for so long. Every show I'm listening to you, the issue with the black men and black women, it's an issue that should have been resolved a long time ago. But like you always, I always said, it comes back to responsibility.
You know why we haven't resolved it, right? Because this isn't something we got in overnight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're trying to unprogram hundreds of years of programming.
Yeah, I know.
If you're not in this thing for the long haul, you won't be, because white people were into the programming for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know the first people who brought the first blacks through the transatlantic passage, they knew that they probably going to be dead before the program took. And the second group knew that they'd probably be dead too. They knew that the first few people were going to have to do mostly beating, hanging, burnings, all of this. They were going to have to do some of the most horrific things in order to get the rest of their lineage to not have to work so hard.
Excuse me, Tommy.
Go ahead.
I ain't gonna say nothing, but just something real quick to what he said. I hear what he's saying. It does get tiring, even for a black man. A black man who's passionate, but it gets tiring. But I know that even though it was 300-500 plus years that it was that it was implemented, it's still being fought. It's like a war. But see, they don't want to talk about it, but they do it on a daily basis. It's still being fought to keep us apart. That is a goal, an ongoing goal that they committed to, even when they let us go as slaves and said, and we decided to stay here. So I just want to throw that out. How can you stop fighting on a fight that keeps fighting you? You got to fight to the end. It's going to keep fighting you as long as we're here. They're going to keep fighting, or until we get wiped out, or they get wiped out, or we decide the truth. But the truth got to be within the parameters as we can see it, as far as we can see it, that it's being stopped in the laws and the media. They still try to pit us against each other. So I just want to put that out there. It can't be stopped until someone stops. But the person got to stop who started it. For the other person to be like, okay, I feel you.
Well, see, I agree with you, and here's the first thing we got to stop looking at. We got to stop wanting to get along with everybody else. We got to stop wanting the white man to accept us. We got to stop, as black men, we got to even stop wanting black women to accept us.
Yeah. As black men, we got to stand up for what we truly believe and stop excusing some stuff that black women are doing. I'm sorry.
Because that's the role of a man.
Yeah,
but he's right.
I see too many black brothers who are covering up for their black women who are doing stupidness and disrespect that as black men we should never accept. Too many of us are saying she didn't mean what she said. She was brought up that way. She didn't mean to have that attitude. All of this.
And see, you know what's really sad to me? And I think, Stanley, I think your phone is doing something. You know what's really sad to me, though? Is that a lot of us black men, Hispanic men, are doing more standing up than it seems like the other men should be doing. Whose phone is doing that? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I think I found out who that was. I don't know what was going on. Somebody's phone is doing some craziness, doing some extraness. But if you look at I've never understood that. I was like, maybe it's because a lot of us either have parents that were born out of the country or we were born out of the country, so we can look at this shit and say it's just stupid. And maybe because you guys were born here and your parents were born here and then they were born here, a lot of it still makes sense to you, listening to a woman.
I'll say, Perfect Tommy, it's the single mothers that raised these children. My mother was a single mama, basically. You know, we had a stepfather, but he never was, you know, he wasn't a good role model. My mother was my role model, so, and she was single. So if you have a single mother raising them, she would talk to you as if there's no wrong in your eyes to a woman. So you'll grow up protecting a woman's stupid-ass ways and stupid-ass excuses. This is what it is.
Yep.
Hey, I just wanted to say something. Pretty much, you know, I was born. Oh, first off, Tommy, someone hacked my Twitter. that was me with Missy 4. I think I was like fifth or some shit. But I ended up having to get my account recovered. So I end up getting it back. But
all right, we good. But, I don't know how it happened, but I'll unblock you. Go ahead.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I was on my Twitter and that damn bitch kept on fighting with me over a different account. And then she started following me. Then she sent me a direct message. I opened it up and it said I logged out my Twitter. And then when I tried to log in again, it logged me right back out. So I don't know what the hell happened. And then when I tried to log in again, it said my password was wrong. So I ended up making up a different account, and I saw that she was messaging you, and so I ended up having to recover my whole damn account again. So I don't know
what
the fuck.
Well, that's why I try not to befriend too many people. It's people that ask me to befriend them if they don't have anybody on
there. She sent you a spoof, my man. I'm in IT. She sent you a spoof. When you don't open nothing that you can't recognize the name in, because what it does, it takes over your password and everything, and they can change it and keep it from you. That's
how
it works.
How would she do that? Because like when I opened up the email, it kicked me out of Twitter and it said I had to log in again. I didn't know. And then when
the way that works is what they do is they try to log on to your account, okay, and it'll shut them off first two times, maybe three, and then these damn sites, they so stupid that they'll give you a chance and offer you to change your password. And then what she does, she gets into your password, she puts up a new one, and then when you try to go in with your old password, then they think that you fucking with them. You see what I'm saying? So then they just shut it down, you know?
Yeah, because she was arguing with me all fucking day, talking about some random bullshit, talking about my butt is bigger than yours, or just a bunch of stupid shit. And then I was, because I didn't know how to block her, because I'm off my iPhone, so I don't know how to block people off my iPhone, because I was getting ready to block her, dumbass, but I was just at work all day, so I really couldn't actually get around to doing that, because I got, automatic updates and stuff on my iPhone, so it was ringing off the hook, because she was blowing me the fuck up. But what'd you say?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah, but besides that, you know, pretty much, you know, I was raised by a single mother, you know, and, you know, I grew up very, very poor, you know, my mom was only making $10,000 a year, and she still is making $10,000 a year, and I'm 19 right now. I moved out of my mom's house. You know, I have my own, you know, gaming business. I have a game store. I have, you know, pretty much everything I need, and the thing that I noticed about my mom is, you know, when I was living with her, she taught me to hate, you know, my father, a person I never met. And a reason, and the thing about that is she wouldn't even let me meet him. So it's just like I was taught to hate a person I never met. And for the first 14 years of my life, I was thinking a guy named David Mitchell, which is the same name I got, was my real father, which my mom tried to keep me away from. And then once my mom allowed me into his life, you know, I had all these bad thoughts about this guy. But he thought something was wrong, so we got a DNA test to find out that he wasn't my father.
Damn.
The whole time she knew who my real father was. To find out it was a local rapper named Isaac, and she went straight. And the thing about it is, the other person who name was David Mitchell, she was having him paying child support for 14 years. And I wasn't even his son. So he's paying thousands of dollars in damn child support. And then she turns around, right when they do the DNA test, and he stopped paying child support, and he leaves my life. I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, I wasn't his son. And she made me hate a person I didn't know. And then she made me start hating the person Isaac because he didn't want to hop in my life. And he went straight to her and said, "Hey, you have a son. He's 14 years old, and you owe this much money in child support." Took him to court and sued the shit out. He sent him to jail. I mean,
that's gonna make him hate you. Excuse me, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's outrageous. I think black women in general, you know, pretty much brainwash their kids at a young age to think, oh yeah, they're doing it all on their own. You know, they're making it all on their own. Your father ain't shit. But if my father ain't shit, why are you not allowing me to go see my father? You know, why are you not letting him into my life? Even if he is wanting to be in my life, why are you not allowing me to do it? And why the fuck do all these black women have six different kids by three different dads? And then they say,
wait a minute, that's not even the big question. The big question is, why is it they have kids by so many dads that ain't shit? If these men that ain't shit, how do you get pregnant? I remember I met a chick and she was fine. She had two kids. She told me, I met one chick that was 27 with two kids, another one that was 27 with three. Five total kids, five different men. Each one of the girls said that all their baby's daddies wasn't shit. So I said, so y'all just let niggas who ain't shit just lay up in your pussy and come, and I'm next? How do your baby, seriously, black women, listen, black women should be disgusted at themselves at the amount of women who have kids where the damn, your damn child's father, he don't even know him. You can't stand that nigga. Y'all running away from each other. Y'all want to fight each other. You trying to take him to court. You telling me I ain't got to worry about him coming through because he ain't close to him. And black men, we've gotten to the point where we think that shit cool. That the child that you have. You have a son who has no relation to his father because his father wasn't shit. So that makes me feel bad that you fucking me because you can't pick a dick to save your life.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, a lot of black women, you know, just have so much just hatred. You know, it's just so much anger. And it's just like, you know, I'm a very positive person. And, you know, I do a lot of speeches, you know, around schools and stuff. And I teach people, you know, self-motivation. Don't rely on anyone. Don't rely on moms, dads, fuck all that. Rely on your damn self. Because when you die, you're going to die by yourself. You know, that's why I tell people only rely on yourself because, you know, I have so many friends where, you know, someone says, and it's black friends, and I also have white friends, where you make a joke about his mom, say, oh, how your mom's doing? He'll get offended and get pissed off really quick. Like if it was his girlfriend. But if you do that same joke with any of my white friends, they say, oh, I don't care, okay? It's just like, I'll give you her phone number, but it's just like you do that to a black male, he'll get super offended.
That's true.
And it's just like...
Well, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. White people are patriarchal, which means a white boy fights you over saying some stupid shit about his daddy before he fights you over saying something about his mother. White boys on the playground getting to fights over what you said about their daddy. Black dudes on the playground getting to fights about what you said about their mama. Matter of fact, you never see a black man. Think about it. When those black girls are arguing with me, what is the number one argument they tell me? Your mama's black. You've never heard a black woman say, your daddy's black. And you've never heard a black woman explain, okay, fine, my mama's black, but you don't know if my mother's a killer or not. So what you're basically telling me is that simply due to the fact that she's black, that makes her worthy of praise. And when I was on the phone with my mother this week, she was telling me, I'm so thankful for my, she's talking about my grandmother and stuff. And I said, and I just asked a simple question because I just want to see how people answer stuff. This is my psychology. I said, why? She said, because she could have, she didn't have to keep us. I said, like you I stopped and thought to myself, and I said, well, I don't want to be disrespectful. I thought to myself, you are a grown 57-year-old woman, and you just said what makes your mother a good woman is because she didn't send you away or have an abortion.
Excuse me, Tommy. I've heard that all my life. So I've heard that from my own mouth. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. So
It's because it's a common thing. There's so many abortions and, you know, just all types of outrageousness, you know, in the neighborhood that I come from. You know, I come from a, you know, a black community, but, you know, I can't really call, you know, a black community because it's honestly just a white community overpopulated by a black community because there's no, there's barely any black business owners, more white business owners that fuck up the damn community, call these damn abortion clinics, you know, so people can feel more obligated to have an abortion and give up their kid, you know, and there's all these billboards down in the neighborhood I come from talk about, oh, yeah, you could give your kid away for free at this hospital. Just a bunch of bullshit. It's just like, you know, this, you know, this isn't right. It's just like,
listen,
you know,
black women will do anything the white man says, okay. When the white man says you need to get an abortion, ain't a problem, they had no problem getting it. You remember black women used to sit around and say, oh, them white women get abortions, and then you found out that they get more. Every black girl you've been with, I'm telling y'all right now, every black girl you've been with has probably had an abortion.
Tell me, what about the issue that they paying them to do it? Like, let's just stop to think about if this racism in anywhere, and you paying one sect of people to go against the other, where it's the male or female against male, a leopard against zebra. You're paying them. They know they get monetary payments to get put up on the pedestal to go against you. So you're creating an enemy out of someone that you probably, they're creating a mama enemy against their own son. A sister enemy against her own brother. This is what they want. It is designed. They know, they sit at round tables and talk about it and continue it. This is what we need to know. When we know how we're being attacked, we know how to guard ourselves. So, you see?
Yep.
I mean, I just want to put that out there. That's so true.
But I agree with you. RC, I'm going to let RC have it, then I'm bringing some more people. What's up, RC?
I worked at a medical facility for about 10 years, okay? And it's deeper than that. There's a row,
okay?
And ain't nothing but detours. And they created this detour just to fuck with us, fuck us around, you know, turn us around from the truth, from the positive, you know what I'm saying, and just keep throwing us back into the negative. Let me tell you some of the shit I used to see in this medical facility. Okay, these dumb motherfuckers, okay, and we had a chief medical doctor, right? She's the boss of all the doctors in the fucking clinics in the ghetto, and these are non-profit organization, right? And she sends out a memo, and she says, well, I want you guys at the clinics to give out the after-day abortion pill to the men as well as the women. So we had a meeting, and I said, listen, first of all, that don't make no fucking sense. That's not common sense in this world. How are you going to give this to the boys? Oh, that's to make sure that the women don't get pregnant. I said, but there's other factors. You saying, give it to the boys, so you know what they're going to do? They're going to fuck on protective. So then that means they got better chances of catching more diseases, HIV. So I ask you, is there any fucking common sense behind, you know, her theory? And it was a shame because the chief medical officer happened to be black. And in most of these clinics in New York City, right, Latinos, Dominican, Puerto Rican, Black, and other, right? And no one questioned this shit. And I bitched up. I said, this doesn't make no fucking sense because you're opening up these youngsters to acquire other fucking diseases that we're trying to stop. So that's like saying, fuck the condom, give them a pill. Does that make any sense? You know what I'm saying?
And let me tell you something else, RC, though. There's a pill that's been on the market that will never make it to the United States. That will allow a man to be able to take a pill just like a woman. That will allow him.
No. I'm saying that they were telling to give the female affidavit.
Oh no, I know, but I'm saying I'm telling you about a pill that could. I'm going underground.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Like,
yeah, I hear what you.
There's
saying.
A pill that men can take, but they will never bring it to the United States for that reason, because then a man has his control back.
Right. Exactly. You said it. You said it. And it's all
don't
about
you understand
money.
That this country is built upon the fact that there's one group of people who doesn't create anything, they just spend and destroy? Say whatever you want to, and I'm not misogynist, and I don't dislike women. It is just the truth of life. You ain't never looked on a skyscraper and saw no women on the top of it.
You know?
Yeah.
But I wonder why.
You never heard of that female general that took over a nation?
Yep.
Yeah, it's just statistics. It's just, you know, like, a lot of, you know, people could get offended, but, you know, it's true. It's just like, you know, there's more black crime, you know, than anything else. It's just like that's the truth. You know, you don't go out to a white neighborhood and see a lot of, you know, white people shooting each other because the other person looked at them.
Well, look at
it,
Tommy.
Go ahead,
I'm sorry, man. Tommy, last night, right, they had this shit about the gun control in China 1, right? New York 1 in New York, right? And when you call the show, right, they ask you, well, what do you want a comic about, right? So my shit was, okay, it's sad that they shot up all these kids over there in Connecticut, okay? And the mayor is accusing the president of the United States that he ain't doing nothing. I said, but did the mayor forget that we had 4 children murdered in New York City, and then we had another 4 that were murdered by their own parents? Why didn't he say that? And I told the lady, I said, I know why, because they were black and they were Hispanic, but they weren't white. They never let me get on the show because they don't want to hear that shit.
Let me cut a little deeper in it. Have anybody on this phone ever thought, I'm not trying to touch nobody the wrong way, because I know New York is real sensitive about this, but it's almost proven everywhere, all over the internet, that 9/11 was planned by Bush and Cheney and all them so they could go over to Iraq and do what they wanted to do. They had to stage it. So,
you talking to the
okay,
right man.
I don't know if you know that, and I don't know if you agree that, but that's okay. But
yeah, that's the fact.
I'm saying that to
say
this. I want to say real quick, it's going to make a lot of sense. Why is none of these Al-Qaeda, I call all these terrorist groups, that got oil money coming over here blowing shit up in the United States? There's hardly any bomb booming in the United States to where they're going everywhere else, even France. So that's one thing to think about. But think about these shootings. So the stage, I think this shit is staged so they could take rights away and get to the world the domination they want to get, and they're starting right here in America. They got
you must
in Syria. It's planned.
Well, hold on. You must have missed the beginning of the show, because that's how I led the show. I led the show with this is trying to get gun control, to get the guns out of the hands of the citizens, the same thing that the Patriot Act did, which took away our fucking any freedom we had, and then it was extended by the NDAA. It took away, literally, they can sit up and tap your phone at any fucking time, and you guys, your savior, Barack Obama, gave them that permission.
Well, look at Turkey, 1926. Cambodia, okay, the killing fields.
Cambodia.
Okay. Idi Amin, that sick bastard, and he living in London. Never got prosecuted for all the people he murdered. I mean, it goes on. You know what I'm saying? And what they did, they turned around and took the weapons from the citizens, and then they turned around and just started killing them.
That's what they're trying to do here. I don't know what y'all think. I don't know what y'all think. Y'all think that might be a reason why they they're trying to attack every aspect of the Constitution is on attack. I mean, they're trying to find a way.
But I could tell you, brother, it's not going to work here, and I'm going to tell you why. There's too many guns. That's number one, okay? And the white man in the United States, he's scared of his own shadow. So they ain't going to fucking try to take them guns away, okay?
Well,
there's
a lot of crackers out there.
There's a lot of rednecks out there.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Well, you guys know the most powerful lobbyist group in America is the NRA.
Yeah, the Rifle Association. Is it the Rifle Association?
Yes, the NRA is the most powerful. So both of you guys are right. I know that that's what they're trying to do. I just know they're going to have a hard time doing it. But in the interim, what happens is when you have two forces, one of them who claims to be bigger than the other one but really isn't, can get the other one to make concessions. And what's going to happen is there going to be concessions made. And those concessions are still not going to touch the people they should touch, which are the white people. The concessions are going to touch the black and brown people.
I get you.
Yeah, but
see,
they're not stupid.
Sometimes when you see a fight, it's not a fight. Sometimes when you watch a fight, it's not a fight.
That's right. That is a show for better things to come.
Yep.
The way they see it.
It's not a fight. It's a show.
Yep.
And you're going to watch the NRA pretend that they're fighting the United States government, who's trying to take away their guns. And you know what they're going to fuck around and they're going to collaborate on at the end of it? Black folks and brown folks have a harder time than they already have getting guns when it wasn't no black folks or brown folks running up in that school and shooting.
Let me tell you one of the biggest problems in this is that white people and their own destruction are selling arms to the whole world. The chicken is coming home to roost, like Malcolm X said. Now, it's only a few people that have said that publicly, and that's Louis Farrakhan, Malcolm X, and Khalid. And I'm not Muslim at all. But what they said is so true. If you cause terror, terror will come to your front door. And what's happening now, after selling all these arms, making all this money, even selling the arms to groups that's coming back to America to sell it to the people, sell it to dudes in the hood, you know what I'm saying? Selling all these automatic weapons. Now you got all these weapons out here, and you got these kids that's not afraid to use them, kill them, and not feel no kind of way in Fruit Loops the next morning of your whole family. Now you want to do something about it? It just needs to be a big smile on everybody's face to say that your chicken that you laid is
your brother, they stayed there
Look,
yesterday.
Look, let me tell you something, but y'all.
It was 325 million arms in the United States. But the bottom line is, they don't know how many really, because the gun shows don't do no damn background check. So they don't know how many. It could be 5 million out
that.
There.
I didn't know that either.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, see, here's what y'all don't get. Yeah, but here's what y'all don't get, though. Even when you think it's the chickens coming home to roost, they brought them chickens themselves. White people brought the. Well, you remember when Malcolm X was talking about the chickens coming home to roost? They were talking when he was talking about JFK when JFK got killed. But what he didn't understand was no, it wasn't the chickens coming home to roost. White folks killed him themselves.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, that was an outside force. So when we sit up here and we say, "Oh man, it's the chickens come home to roost," when Al Qaeda took down the Twin Towers, the white man funded Al Qaeda.
Yeah, you're right.
The white man created Al-Qaeda to fight the Russians. Mm-hmm. That's their own group of people. So do you believe that those people actually turned against America, or do you believe they called Vince McMahon and put on another damn show for the audience?
I totally agree with you, Tommy. I think it's just
white
it's
people
a
are the most
time.
Ruthless people on the planet. They killed 4,000 of their own citizens to get power.
Crazy, I know. Crazy.
Yo,
but
Tommy, on the other hand, they're also dumb because if more people would listen to the news, how many times these white folks get on TV and just fucking slip up? And you go, oh, shit, why do I say that? You know what I'm saying? And we're like, this man, and see, the thing is, that's the bottom line.
We know they stupid. You see what I'm saying? We got to fucking, you know, take a chance on their stupidity.
But I want to point something else out to you, too. The whole point of the Illuminati and how that works, and I know people don't want to hear that, but I want to point it out to you. You can call it whatever you want to. What they do is they leave a trail of what they've done on purpose.
Yep.
White people are like serial killers who collect the ear of one of their victims, the necklace of another one, and if you catch them, you got all the evidence against them. White people, you know why they do that, Tommy? If you look at what happened to JFK Jr., white people left evidence on newscasts that George Bush had to do his murder.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what do we do? White people left. Do you think the Zapruder film was an accident? No. You think Abraham Zapruder's film was a fucking accident? If it was, white people would have known how to destroy that when they got it from him. Because the government got that film from him. They would have destroyed it. Why didn't they?
Yo, Tommy, we got hit by a storm. It says Sandy. School shooting, Sandy. There's a thing in the Batman movie that my boy talked to me about today. He says, listen, the Batman movie, he says, the rise, this and that, and it flicks up and it says Sandy. You know what I'm saying? They put it in movies. They put it in flicks. They put it in the theater. It's like little fucking hidden messages. And whoever's paying attention, they pick up on that shit.
Oh, shit.
You got to understand, it's all about symbols and signs, and their job is to make sure that you see the symbols, because the whole purpose is, I can show you what I'm doing, and you still can't stop
still
it. If you don't understand, Bill Clinton stood in front of America and said, we gave black men syphilis in the 60s. Did anybody do anything? Did black people rise up against the government? Did black people not go to work the next day? No, they didn't. How much power must you have if you go home and tell your wife, yes, I've been fucking around on you for the past 5 years. Now, can you go make me meatloaf and her bitch ass go downstairs and cook?
It's all about black people just having to come together and actually say enough is enough.
Besides people going around
and boycotting the wrong things, you know, just going around saying, oh, fuck Tommy Sotomayor, his videos are bullshit. You know, start boycotting some of these damn white people that's taking your freedom.
Yes.
It's just like exactly what Tommy is saying. Yeah. It's just like he said, you know, the Illuminati do leave signs and symbols. Actually, the Statue of Liberty, you can actually look it up, is a big Illuminati symbol. The original Statue of Liberty was a black
Everything
woman.
Everything in D.C., the major monuments in D.C. form a pentagram. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
All of that is ancient Africa symbols. Even the Nazi sign was from the nigger tribe that ruled Asia. If you do your research, everything they have is us. For instance, I just want to say this. Truthfully, if you steal everything you have from a people and you want to become them, but you can't because you don't have melanin, what do? You have to destroy them in every way you possibly can, but you can't totally destroy them because you got to use them. So you do got to destroy them spiritually, mentally, and physically, but you got to have them here. You got to keep them physically to use them. This is all a makeup of life from the original African. They took everything and they put it in Britain. They put it in China. They got it in all in London. They got it in D.C., Baltimore, all underneath. So I'm gonna tell you the truth. I think they own
Stonehenge.
Serious B, the Easter. They own something.
Stonehenge was built by black people.
Yep.
Your
Santa Claus, Saint Nicholas, was a black man, and you can go see his fucking statue in Germany.
Yeah, Jesus Christ was a black man.
That's
crazy.
Yeah,
it's literally a black man. You can go to Germany.
Yep.
Saint Nicholas was a black man, and his statue still exists in Germany.
Crazy. Yeah, and the thing is, they only want people to think of white people only doing good things.
Yes.
That's why if I was to ever have a kid, I would never tell them there's a fat man and there's a big fat dude white. Actually going around in the sleigh giving my kid free presents. I'm buying these damn presents. I'm paying for this shit. There's no
white guy. I showed my daughter the motherfucking receipt from Best Buy.
Yeah. Now, I don't know who else is on this phone, Tommy, but I wanted to just to touch on that question I asked, because I've been thinking about the question for about 2 months.
Yes, touch on it. I'm going to bring in some more people and let them answer. So go ahead.
I want you to ask them about that question, because you had to ask before you went to the break. But
I'll ask you. The question he was asking was, how do you think it was worth it? Everything we've been through post-slavery, when they said, y'all niggas can go where the fuck y'all want.
Tommy, listen. Lincoln said out of his mouth, he said, you are not going to get fair treatment here because the white people, he said this, quote, white people will not let you ever be equal. He said, the best thing for y'all to do is to leave. We have it set up in South America where y'all could go, you can leave, or y'all can go, or you can go back to Africa. And he also said, please, I'm begging you, I'm trying to look out for you. Do not be selfish in your ways of trying to stay, because you will not have a quality of life here. Quote, you can look it up. Quote, 1917, you know, when he said that. So think about it. Frederick Douglass, I don't know if he was working for white people or what he was up to, he went against it. He went against it with some other blacks. Some blacks wanted to leave, but most blacks stayed because blacks back then were so ignorant. They listened to the smartest man, but the smartest man led them the wrong way. And I feel aware about it. I just want to know how everybody else feels, like other people feel. Like, do you think we should have left and started over somewhere? You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's why I'm going to say to you, for as hard as it is to leave, and they've taught that has been passed down to black people to this day, meaning you will have grandparents and parents who were raised in the hood in Atlanta and have never left these fucking projects.
The son
that they have still won't go to college in a different state, still won't go to college in a different city, and will end up still living in the same fucking town his parents lived in. Hmm. This slave mentality, stay where you are, no matter how bad it is. What is it? Stay. At least it's the devil you know. This is the black man's mentality. The devil you know.
That's crazy.
Our curse is to never want to leave. And if you read the Bible, if it were not for Moses, every time those Jews got a chance to, when they were trying to leave out of Egypt, what did they start doing? We should go back. We should go back.
Yep.
For those who don't know the Bible, the Jews kept saying they want to go black. They want to go back. And for the people who believe that, you know, there wasn't no white Jews in Egypt, those had to be black people. Those Jews had to be black. So you would know the curse of the Jew, the black Jew, us, the ones who were brought over here to work, the curse of us is to want to be enslaved. That's our curse.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy.
Our curse is to want to be under the boot heels of someone else. That is our curse.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, follow the money. Because if you think about it, over all these years, they used this to sell their drugs, buy their guns. Even today, they come out with a new phone, they know we're going to buy it. They come out with a new pair of sneakers, they know we're going to buy it. Okay? And like you said, Tommy, weed is a billion-dollar business. They follow the money, but they use us to make the money because they got us control buying all this shit. You see what I'm saying?
Somebody just asked me. They said, "Are white people the devil?" And here's my answer. I said, "No. The devil is our inability." To take responsibility for our own futures. We are so afraid of being in charge of us. That's why we're the only group that sits around and wants the government to give us something. That's why we're the only people who got our freedom. It was given to us. We didn't fight for it. Who else do you know that was given their freedom and not fought for it? Indians died fighting.
They got wiped out fighting. I want to ask you a question, Tommy, since you touched on that. Now, I just want everybody to see if everybody agree. Did not the white people who were oppressed in Europe leave Europe, their own land, to come somewhere they didn't even know was there? They didn't even know was there.
Yes.
They fought the Indians to have this land. Not only that, the Jews left their own land, went all the way to Africa, knowing they burned it, that bitch, fought them Palestinians instead. I said, the reason the white people rule is because they're willing to leave and or fight. One or on the two.
Yep.
If you look at history, we need to. If we do what they do, we ain't got to fucking worry about it. Leave and or fight.
Let me ask.
Which
let me point something out to y'all.
Which one you want to do?
There are more blacks in the there are more blacks in South. There's. Let's see. If you look at Africa, the second most number of blacks is in South America.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Why are niggas afraid to go to South America? Why are we afraid? Again, the two places that have the most natural resources are places where people have melanin, South America and Africa. The most natural resources on the planet are in those two areas.
Yeah.
Yet we blacks in America, we'll want to go to Jamaica and visit. We'll want to go to Paris. How many niggas ever told you they want to go to Africa?
No one.
Well, it's how the media portray it. If you get online, you see a developed Africa. If you listen to the media, they still sticking sticks in their bones in their nose, don't know how to start spitting and doodling on themselves. That's a lie.
Yeah.
It's the media, man. It's messing up with your head. It's the media.
Think about it.
Yeah,
we don't
and,
want to be associated
and what
with
they do,
Africa.
They
we make fun of other blacks by calling them Africans.
Yeah.
Look at you with your African booty scratcher.
I hate where we came from.
Have you ever heard of a Mexican in America? You don't hear Eva Longoria making fun of Mexico.
Yeah, because it's something that media has portrayed people to think that Africa is really like that. They only show negativity in there. If someone grows up only seeing negativity, they're going to say, okay, that's negative. They grow up.
Wait a minute.
Seeing,
we
okay,
make fun of Mexico all the time. We got all kind of jokes about Mexicans. I make jokes about Mexicans. Mexicans will make jokes about Mexicans. Then they'll make money in America and send it back to Mexico.
Yeah. They'll bounce. And let me ask y'all this. Did y'all know that actually Christopher Columbus did not mistakenly find America? They was actually guided by a black man. Because Africans actually found it.
No,
America first. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Wait.
Look,
no.
Look it up.
Africans,
yeah.
let me tell you something.
Africans,
hold on. Let me tell y'all the truth.
Africans was here
had
first.
Already been to a. It's documented by some of the South American statues that they found. The South American statues. Those are Negroes. You
ain't
even
look
at that. Let me blow y'all mind. Let me blow y'all mind about something else. Yeah, let me blow y'all mind about something else. Y'all ever seen the statue of the Buddha?
Yeah, I've seen it.
No. Look at Buddha's
hair.
You
seen it in real life?
Look at the statue of Buddha and look at his hair.
Yep.
It's Negro knots in his head. Now, what Chinese man you know got knots in his head like that?
It's in books that Africans was traveling before white people came out the caves of the Caucasus Mountains and was walking on all fours with tails, and before they could speak, they were going, And Africans was on the sea coming to America, dealing with the Indians, so forth and so on, back to Asia and back and forth. The black man was traveling way before then. So it's proven in books that an African taught the white man navigation, how to leave from Europe.
Yes.
The Moors had to leave from Europe to come over to enslave the black man. But guess who helped the white man? The fucking Arab helped the white man to turn against his cousin to enslave when at once we and Arabs were running the goddamn planet.
Wait a minute. But let me tell you something. Every bit of power
crazy,
the white man, I mean, I want y'all to understand. Every bit of power the white man has, he was given it through deception. Mexicans will tell you this. He was given it through deception. Indians will tell you this. He was given it through deception. Blacks, you sit up there and did the same thing that the Aztecs did. That's why a lot of Mexicans are really upset, because they understand we are the descendants of Aztecs, and the Aztecs gave away all of their fucking land because they could have kicked the white man's Cortez's ass when he was down there, but they didn't, because Montezuma had this stupid-ass dream that these damn white people were going to come over and they had to help them out. Just like the Indians did when they tried to help
the white man.
I heard that the white story, man didn't know how to ride no motherfucking horse. The white man didn't know how to plant no damn crops. And if it wasn't for the Indians, the white man would be the first group of white men that came to America would have died in the winter.
And a lot of the stuff, it's just like, you know, people don't realize, you know, who do you think taught a lot of these really, really smart white people? Picasso.
he was taught by a black man. You know, a lot of these people, you know, and that's the thing about it. You know, a lot of the black, you know, young black people around my age, you know, they're stranded from what, you know, our people really done. We damn near, we pretty much built America. If it wasn't for us, America would not be like this. Abraham Lincoln actually released the slaves for money because the South was making more money than the North. So they was just like, okay, so if you guys want to have people working for free and we got to pay niggas for work, it's just like, you know, it's just like we got to release
follow the
slaves.
Money.
So it's just like, and the thing about Abraham Lincoln is he had motherfucking slaves. So it's just like people grow up stranded from their real knowledge. They only know about, oh, Dr. Martin Luther King. Okay, Malcolm X. Okay, you only know two black people. You need to start doing your fucking
research. Well, let me say something else that's going to throw y'all black people off, and I want to know who knew this.
Okay.
You all know the Bible, and you know Jesus, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. You also know that they chronicle, like, basically Jesus was 13, then next thing you know, he was 33.
Yep.
You read the Bible. Like, yep. Like, this nigga didn't have a teenager. That nigga just went to 33.
Yep.
But who knows where Jesus and almost every other major philosopher went to study? They went to Egypt.
Yep.
That's what Jesus, do y'all understand that when Jesus had his 13 to 33 years, he went to Egypt.
Damn.
He came back from Egypt with all that Jesus Christ stuff.
The knowledge, yep.
So what black people don't realize is the center of knowledge in the world is where your birthplace is, and yet you hate it. The white man is smart enough where he grows up and tell his kids, I bless the rains down in Africa. Tell me I'm lying. Y'all don't think of this shit, but why do you think a white man in the 80s would make a song praising Africa like that? But ain't no nigga made no song praising Africa in the 80s.
Yeah, only niggas make songs about praising whips and chains. That's about it.
White people know your history. And knowing someone's history is tantamount to being a mechanic and knowing your car, even though you can afford to buy this Mercedes, you got to come to me to get it because you don't know how it works.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing about it is, another thing that just came to my mind was, did you know when, you know, Americans, pretty much not really Americans, you know, went over to Africa to get slaves, you know, they was actually guided by actually other smart, you know, really, really smart black men that, you know, that they got paid. And they said, okay, don't mess around with these niggas because these niggas are smart as hell. And you won't be able to get them. Go to these niggas because they're dumb. So what they pretty much did was they pretty much said there's a group of smart Africans in Africa. Go to the dumb niggas and grab them and snatch them. And they got paid. That's the thing about it. It's just like they help, you know, ruin their own people.
Throughout the history of man, war was fought like this. If you fought a people and you beat them, you enslaved their people. But the difference is you enslaved other people, but you never enslaved your own. And blacks are the only people that enslaved their own.
Huh.
Indians didn't sell Indians to the white man. Indians didn't.
Yeah.
Geronimo told him, but that's what happened when Geronimo got them together. Was like, look, we all speak different little dialects and whatnot, but they are a complete group, different group of people. We better not keep entering into damn agreements with these people because they just keep breaking them. The white man always just tries to play. Again, I think RC had talked about it earlier and somebody else talked about it. The white man will start a fight between two people and then will come in and have the solution to that fight. White man will give you AIDS and then give you a pill that'll let you live a little bit longer with AIDS, and you will thank him for it.
Yep.
It all portrays the image.
Because they bumped into America, or however led to America, whatever, they had a different understanding of enslavement than that was on the African continent. Their plan was to build a place
way far from Africa, so even the Africans couldn't help the Africans. So they had a different method. They had a different plan. They came with the most horrible plan. They said, we're not going to enslave you here. Since you know how to grow crops, yeah, and your woman got big booties and big and the pussy good, we're taking it up off of this land, and we're taking you over here, and we're going to have y'all mate like dogs so y'all can make our work army. We're taking y'all out of y'all element so y'all could totally be isolated. This was their sick mindset to do after they taught them. So it's the most sick betrayal that ever has ever in human or any other has been done. They did the most sick betrayal. But the thing I want to say that even mean more than that is that the Moors went over and Europa was named after a black woman. Europe is named after Europa, which was a black queen who ruled Europe. And they still
all
carry
the castles,
that name.
Wait a minute.
A
all the castles over in
that.
Europe, all the castles in Europe are black, are African structures.
Yep.
Trust me, I believe that. But check this out. So basically, they let them, the Moors led them back to and turned against the Africans. But I'm gonna tell you what broke apart Africans as a domination for over 10,000 years they ruled. What broke them apart was Islam. It was actual Africans reverting over to the Arab Islam understanding. And the Arab said, oh, we'll protect you from the white man, when the Arab actually had a bond with the white man, signed papers. I got it on our YouTube page, signed papers with him to help enslave us. So it was a betrayal more than one way. Then after that, the Belgians got involved in it. The Spanish got involved. Everybody jumped us. You feel me? So it was betrayal on two parts. But you got to understand something. I do want to say this, and I'll be calm about this. When you have a people, no matter what color, that has everything that's worth something in the world, Tommy, there's going to be hellified war, hellified betrayal, and everyone's going to want to steal it. Let you have all the gold in your house, and we know it. We're coming to get it, Tommy. This is the curse of being so blessed. It is a curse. It's a curse of being so blessed when you got humans who are given the okay to do whatever they want. Whatever they want to do, and there's no control. It's just like, you know, you're given okay to do bad or do good. You're going to automatically probably do bad against the people who have everything, and Africa had everything, Tommy. So,
well, let me hold on. Do me a favor, though. I want to stop you there, and then I'm going to bring in some people to come in with us to join for the last 30 minutes. I want to point something out to you, though. It's like a guy or a girl who has a mate, and they love their mate. But it's just always been their mate. They don't look at them as anything special. But the outside guy looks and says, my God, his woman got big titties, big ass, she cooking clean.
Right.
Or her man work all damn day, the nigga cut up like Nicole Simpson and shit. He, you know, this
mm-hmm.
Because you're so used to it, you think it's normal. Well, Africa was used to shit that they thought was normal. Gold and shit
sense.
Was normal to them. They saw it everywhere.
You're right.
Fuck around,
yes.
Digging a hole, and oil comes out of it. This shit
you're
was normal
right.
to them. So they had no idea what its value or worth was. You don't know the value or worth of your fine-ass woman. You keep going to work. You keep letting your neighbors, you tell your neighbor you can go over there anytime. Your neighbor going to start saying shit to your woman about, well, you know, he just don't seem like now he's convinced your woman that you took her for granted. Now he's caused a division up in your house. Next thing you know, you telling him about how your wife's tripping now and you don't understand why. He's giving you advice and you think, well, he is my friend, and you keep forgetting you got a fine-ass wife, big-ass titties, and no big ass. So you giving him information to use against you? She giving him information to use against you? Now y'all broke up, this nigga live in your house, and you at the Motel 6.
That's real talk.
And take that equation that I just gave and tell me if that don't apply to what happened to Africa. Negroes didn't know what the fuck they had. Next thing you know, we've been at the Motel slavery.
Hey,
wow,
you know what's crazy,
wow.
Tommy? You know what's fucking crazy?
Wow.
That you got to give them credit for how they did it. They traveled the globe, and they picked at all these different races' minds and how they did shit. And at the end of the day, they took all that shit and put it together, and said, I'm going to utilize all this shit, and I'm fucking taking over. Why? Because
do you know the white man has never entered? Do you know the white man has never entered one land and came in as the aggressor?
No, he was guided there.
Yes, he never came in and said, "I'm fighting y'all, motherfuckers."
No, nope.
He came in and said, "I'm helping y'all, motherfuckers."
He mind fucked them.
Wow.
Yes, every place
that's
he went,
real.
The white that's man was always outnumbered. He came
yep.
in and he just talked nice. He told you, I'm just, well, that's why in all their movies, have you know, what is the saying that all aliens say when they come to the planet? What's the saying that they say?
Oh, we come in peace. We come in peace,
tell me
bro.
A line. Tell me a line. Tell me a line.
Wow.
We
you
come
crazy,
in peace and we want to meet Obama.
Y'all got to understand, black folks don't see the symbolism. I do. The whole idea of aliens to white people are what they are to every land they have taken over. They are
ooh.
Aliens. And every alien
damn,
that comes in the damn movie says, come and peace.
Hold up, bro. I've never thought about that shit.
Yeah,
dude, you
got to
look deeper in the stuff.
No,
I hung around with white people. Like I tell people, it's a joke when I say I speak their language. Their number one language is sarcasm. Everything
wow.
they do is sarcastic, meaning they tell you exactly what they're doing and look you in the face, and you believe no one could be that blatant and tell me to my face, so surely it's a joke. Watch Jerry Seinfeld. If you've ever seen Seinfeld, what does he do? He gets sarcastic with everyone he speaks to on the show.
Yep.
Damn. I'm wondering. This is what I wonder. Who taught them this deep level of deception? This
it's simple.
Is
let me tell
wonder.
You. Let
like,
me tell you
how,
why.
How did you learn from walking on all fours this deep level of deception? Like
hold on.
A deep
let
level
me tell you. Let me tell you
deception.
Why. Let me tell you why. Do you know some of the smartest people in the country are like the brokest people in the country?
Yeah, I do understand that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if you don't have it, here's the thing about not having something. You got to figure out how to get it. And if you don't have,
yeah.
it's like a woman. A woman knows she can't whoop your ass physically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the
yeah.
biggest deceivers on the planet? Women.
Women.
Yep.
yeah. Damn.
If you don't have the brute force, a smart person uses deception. And even, listen, even... The nature of human beings is deceptive. Do you know why children have really big heads and really big eyes? Activate
no.
the part in the human brain to give you immediate compassion. Have you ever seen this? Have you ever seen Puss in Boots?
Yeah.
No.
What does that cat do?
The Google
eyes. Put his hands together. His eyes get real big. I'm telling y'all, y'all don't see symbolism. They put it in your face every day.
You know what, Tommy? It's like we're here now. They're there. They're showing us. And we can utilize that shit. But we don't.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You know some of the biggest serial killers are white women, yet we still look at white women as docile?
You're not lying, though, Tommy. You're not fucking lying. That's why, hold on, Tommy, I want to say something. I'm glad you said that. That's why you promote leaving the black woman alone. And I'm not going to lie to you. The certain ones, when their hair is brighter than their future, all that, you should run. I understand. But you got to watch what you run into, because you can run from a bullet straight to an axe, because a white woman will kill your ass in your sleep. Your white woman set you up so cold, you'll be thinking about that shit when you dead. She'll
but
set
again,
you up so
I'll
cold.
Ask you.
So you
I'll ask you a question. I'll ask you a question
dude,
back. You remember you said, how did they learn how to be so deceptive? They learned from the most deceptive woman in the world. White men, that's why they love their white woman. Because their white
get
woman
out of here,
is
Tommy.
Part of
you
deception.
Said that the woman is the head Negro in charge of deception.
Look, if you look throughout the Bible, if you understand what Jesus told his followers, he said in order to be a real true Christian, or not a Christian, but a follower of his, it's best to not be what?
Married.
Right. If Jesus told his people, don't be married, why do you think he said that?
What?
The bitch is evil.
Wow.
Hey, hold on. That's in the Bible? You fucking
yep.
You kidding me?
Yep.
Y'all kidding
me, man?
That ain't in no
Bible, preferred, man. He preferred that men did not marry. And he knew
oh
why.
Oh, my God, man. Get out
you
of here.
You name
why.
One.
Oh, this,
listen.
Oh.
Name one of the 12 disciples' wife. Let me say this again. Name one of the 12 disciples' wives.
Shaniqua.
Tommy, that's crazy, bro. That's crazy. And niggas breaking their neck to get married. People breaking their neck to get married now.
Yeah.
They understood the idea. If you look at what happened with most men, who was the downfall of Samson? Who was the downfall of Adam?
Yep.
A woman. Eve.
Even the whole story of the of Troy, the Trojan War. What? Who was that about?
Oh
my God. You keep breaking it down.
Tommy,
hell, you look at the fact that the motherfucking Dallas Mavericks got broke up over Tony Braxton fucking with Jason Kidd, Jimmy Jackson, and Jamal Mashburn. She was fucking all three of them.
And it's
just like, you know, if you ever look at a lot of these celebrities, you know, a lot of their wives do the same thing, deceive them and take all their money. It's just like, I was, one of your shows I was watching on YouTube, you know, you was talking about how, you know, a kid, you know, he was getting ready to have a full ride scholarship and all this stuff, and he played basketball, and I guess, you know, the crime rate went down when people watched this kid play b-ball. And the girl set his ass up and got him, took it straight to jail.
Yep.
And it's just like, if you watch a lot of these celebrities, Kobe Bryant, it's just like a lot of these people, their wives
but think
were
about
over.
It,
look at
something about Kobe. Hold on, let me say something about Kobe. That's a perfect example. It's you miss the prime antagonist. It wasn't Vanessa. It was the white chick. Now ask yourself, how did this white chick, who was a fucking whore, be able to convince a millionaire athlete to fuck her in the ass raw?
I know.
Yep.
Somebody tell me, please. That's crazy. You're fucking serious. Raw. That's crazy, bro. That's what
turn around and call it rape.
Yes.
That's the
and
craziest
that's what you gotta
shit.
Say. And I'm telling you, the white woman, if you get one, she can be your greatest asset or your worst enemy. Because I would rather have a smart white woman than a smart black woman, because the smart white woman knows how to use what she was born with, just like Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots could not fight a lot of people because he was too small. He used what he had, though. And white women do it all of the time. Look in the Bible for a woman named Jael, J-A-E-L. She was able to get the captain of one of the military armies to lay in the bed, gave him some pussy. Now, what's the first thing you do after you get some good pussy? What's the first thing a real nigga going to do?
Eat some food and take his ass to sleep.
Eat and take a nap.
You don't go to sleep. Let me tell you what Jael did. Jael took a steak, and this is how real white women are.
Ooh,
she took a steak out of the tent. You know the thing in the tent? Keep the tent up.
Yeah.
She didn't stab him in the heart. She stuck it in his fucking forehead.
Damn.
Yep.
Damn.
This is in the Bible. This is in the Bible. Do you understand that John the Baptist, does anybody know what happened to John the Baptist? John the Baptist was beheaded.
Do you know how he was beheaded? No.
Because the woman, and I can't remember her name, She fooled the king. She was nice. She did a dance for him and everything. And she danced so nice, the king said, I will give you anything you want because you danced so nice. And she said, I want John the Baptist head in the charger.
And they did it.
Damn.
Do you understand how smarter that their group of women are than ours, because they understand you don't use brute force with brutes? I'll say it again. You don't use brute force with brutes. Look at how conniving America was formed. You know how America makes fun of guerrilla warfare? They always say it to where you should say it's a bad thing. But then America was formally, the people in the colonies were the first people to use guerrilla warfare.
Guerrilla warfare.
And that's after the Indians taught them.
Yes.
The Indians taught them guerrilla warfare.
No, they were
outnumbered. And white people have always been smart enough to admit they're outnumbered. That's why a white man will fight you at 12 noon, and he'll be like, well, you know, I could keep my dignity and just take them 10 steps and turn around, or I could take 9.5 steps and shoot your ass.
White people
understand that history is written by the winner. If Hitler had won, our American books would be one in German, and two, it would say the Americans were out of line.
You ain't lying, boy.
Oh, yeah. You ain't lying.
But you gotta understand. Go ahead.
I just want to say this because I see everybody think. I think even I look at black people movement today, and you can call it bad, all black people bad, all we want. But majority of even so-called bad black people got a heart. These motherfuckers is it. That's why they call them the demons. I see now through history. But the thing that killed me is these motherfuckers are so cold that they will kill anything that they can't conquer, anything that they can't understand, they will kill. But the thing is, when you really believe in God that they try to act like they believe in, you can't just kill how you want to willy-nilly because you feel like you're going to suffer for it later. And I do believe that black people have this thing. Hello?
I don't know what that was.
Oh, sorry, that was my security system.
I think that black people had this thing that we can't be as rogue as some of these white people, especially the white people throughout history. So in saying that, I think that's why they are actually even more mad, angry at us than we even know, because they know they dirty. They know
why
they
do you think they
like
gave
that.
Us a wait a minute. Why do you think they gave us a religion of pacifism when they don't follow that religion of pacifism?
True. There you go. Yep. That proved it. You're right.
They gave you a religion. They know that they conquered everything, and they were like, fuck it. Like you just said, if we can't figure it out, we'll kill it. Well, let me tell you how dirty white people are. White people will kill their own seeds if that seed will keep them from getting power, i.e. Go look up Joseph Kennedy. In order for his son to win the presidency, he knew he couldn't have a retarded daughter. He gave that bitch a lobotomy and left her in the damn institution.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I remember that.
Lyndon Baines Johnson killed his own sister because his sister knew about a murder that he had committed, and he was afraid that she would tell it. So he killed his own sister.
And Tommy, the reason they scared of these young kids out here doing what he's done, because they just as cold as these bitches. This is why they don't like Chief Keef. Because Chief Keef will if he ran across me, he really had to, he will offer me to eat Fruit Loops the next morning. He wouldn't have
hell,
to follow
him. Wait.
That's why they don't like these young kids.
Wait a minute, but think about this.
Pop music, man.
Well, think about this. For as cold as what the killer did when he killed all them kids, his coldest act was his first one.
Oh, his mama. Oh, yeah.
He shot his
oh
mama
my
in the
God,
face.
That's true.
How you shoot your mama in the face?
He was looking right at him.
That's crazy, bro.
I can maybe understand you shot your mama in the back of the head. He said, no, you going to see this.
Damn, boy. I can't even imagine no shit like that.
Imagine waking up and your child got a gun to your face. And they woke you up to shoot you in the face. So your last memory, if there is a afterlife, you going to know who fucked you up.
Oh, my God.
You tell me white people ain't ruthless, I'll tell you you stupid, and that's your problem. Because we don't know how to fight like they do. Black folks wouldn't have been, just like people of the Middle East. Why have you never heard of a black, I talked about it in the last show. A black kamikaze. Why have you never heard of a black suicide bomber? We don't have the fucking guts.
Wow.
Damn, you right about that shit.
We should be the main people loading up with a damn a motherfucking armored suit. Niggas should have a puff coat, a motherfucking starter jacket full of C4. Sagging pants. Why your pants sagging, nigga? Because I got a bunch of C4 in there. I'm about to walk up in this building and take that bitch down. But no.
That
that's why they respect those Arabs. They're so scared of them because
right.
those Arabs are on their level. Those Arabs are on their level with that bad mm-hmm. shit. They do it. They do it.
It is amazing that there has not been one black man blow up one black building in a country where black men have been ridiculed, have been held back, have been beaten, have been murdered, have had their family, but we ain't done shit. What did they do after Emmett Till? Nothing.
Nothing.
What did they
Nothing.
Do after Martin Luther King? Nothing.
Nothing.
What did they do
Damn.
After Malcolm X? Nothing.
What about Rodney King? Rodney King?
We didn't do nothing after Rodney King. We only hit Reginald Denny in the face with a brick and tore up our own shit.
We burned, yeah.
Yeah, and that's
yeah.
true. And I never found out the reason, you know, why in the world people would fuck up on their own businesses.
Why the fuck do I remember Reginald Denny's name? What the fuck am I doing?
Well, look at New York when the fucking riots were going. Nobody dared go past 96th Street. And we were saying, let's go past 96th Street. Nobody had the fucking balls. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, let's go for it. Let's go burn some of that shit. Nobody would go, Tommy.
Hey, you've
like,
heard of the Watts riots. Wait a minute. You've heard of the Watts riots. You've heard of the L.A. riots. You've never heard of the Beverly Hills riots.
Hell no.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell you, let's go to Midtown.
Okay,
go down there.
All right. We do have guts, Tommy. I got to disagree with you. It's called misdirected. And I heard some other prominent black man say this. We have no problem some of us gangbanging going to war outnumbered with only a certain amount of bullets and guns and guerrilla warfare with each other. No, death is waiting on us. But we won't do it against a white fat pork man and a cop that got bad aim and bad knees. That's what I don't get. It's misdirected.
I want to say this. I want to let everybody else know. Every one of you other guys who are on the line, if you press the one, your mic is open. So feel free to talk. And then when you do talk, introduce yourself when you say something. I want to say this, and then y'all can jump in. I just want to point something out to y'all. And no one ever points it out. It's a simple process. You watch black folks. They are black cops. They are white ones. You hear about white cops shooting black civilians all the time. Mistaken, I thought he had a phone. I thought his motherfucking dick was too big. I thought it was a gun. I didn't know. They shoot a nigga and then just make up some shit afterwards. This one man, he the dude in the face with a gun. The gun went off. It was caught on camera, but the report was wrote. He was like, the nigga charged me. You see, he didn't on the damn. But, what you've never heard of. You've never heard of
it. You look at the video at a different angle.
Right. You know, think about it, though. You've never heard of a black cop shooting a white civilian. Why?
That's true. Yeah, it was just like the incident where the black kid in the back of the cop car that got shot up, and they thought he killed some damn self. No, the cop.
And they got to think about it. You've never heard of this in over 100 years of jurisprudence. Yet in the last 10 months, two black men have managed to shoot themselves in the back of police cars.
Right. No, that is crazy, bro. Heck
yeah,
no one is doing nothing about it. No one's going to bullet boys.
Because
boys,
we
no
are afraid
shit.
Of our white master. That's why all them white girls, I'm the black girls, and I proved it. When I put up that video that them white boys put of that policeman beating the brains out of that black dude, when I put it up to show black people how they didn't flag the white boy's account, do you know that the black women came and flagged my account and got my shit flagged and not the white boy?
Wow.
If that don't tell you something, nothing will. And what people don't like about me, and that's why you can find black people and white people, and it's the two common enemies of black men. And I hate to say it, because I want you guys to realize what happened in slavery, and no one wants to talk about this. There were white women who risked death to smuggle black men from the south to the north so they can have a family with that nigga.
I didn't know that either.
No, they hide that one. That's when they hide. There were several black men who made it up north, and they made it there because white women smuggled that son of a bitch, and a lot of them got caught and killed. They still did it. And that's the difference between a white woman and a black woman. Because if you get that white woman on your team, that bitch will die for you.
Yep.
Death does not scare white people. It doesn't. White people ain't scared of death. So if you go in their neighborhood, the motherfucking doors are locked.
In Canada.
Yeah. You know what, Tommy? I agree with you. That's weird that you said that. I do agree with you now. Like, I never thought about it. I don't think they're too afraid of death. Because I always wonder, how do a motherfucker kill himself? They got a sound mind. How do you get the courage to blow your shit off? I don't understand that. Like, they don't be high.
The white boy walks out of the house and says, I'm going to kill 16 people and then shoot myself. And I'm going to write it down. Look at the beaches of Normandy. Them white boys knew they were going to die.
Wow, you're right.
Jumped off the boat yelling hoorah and ran up and got shot.
While
riding to a knee grinder.
I'm telling you, listen. If it were not for white people being sick, sadistic, and not being afraid of God, we wouldn't have the medical technology we have now.
Yep.
White people literally were taking regular people and just opening their motherfucking ass up.
Ooh, that's so true. Yeah.
They invite you to your house for some motherfucking milk and cookies. You come up in that bitch, and he done cut your neck off.
Yep.
And ask you, what do you see before your ass went unconscious?
So are you saying that we need to be neighborhood white folks?
White folks are the same people that 6 and 7 year old kids will go out and catch a fucking boll weevil or a motherfucking prairie dog and open his ass up to see what's in there. How many niggas you know used to open up rabbits and shit to see what's in it?
Most of the time in high school when we had to take biology class
where they opened up that damn when they opened up that frog, most niggas brought that damn note from home from their mama talking about they didn't want to do it.
Niggas don't even want to open up mail.
Y'all can tell me at any time that I'm lying, and I'll listen. But I know and I've studied enough to understand that until we as black men, and that's why most of the stuff I say it to the men first, and only real women understand why I'm doing it. Real women know we cannot build a foundation through them. We can't. No group on planet Earth has built a foundation through their women.
Dude, that's so fucking true, bro. That's so
it's
true.
It's the woman's job to prep, to pep us up to want to go run on the beach of Normandy and get shot. That's why, let me just give y'all something else that y'all didn't understand that's still a part of the Illuminati. Do you understand, y'all love football, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you know every football terminology is basically a war terminology? Sack is what they used to do to the king. When you would go to another kingdom and take their king, you sacked their king.
Oh. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Wait a minute. Yeah. Let me keep going.
The blitz.
When you throw a pass to a wide receiver that's way down the field, what do they call? What do they say you just threw?
A bomb.
You threw a bomb, yes.
Yep.
Let me tell you what else. Whenever you overload one side on a defense or you send more than a typical four people, what do they call that when you send more than four people at the quarterback?
Blitz.
The German terminology, blitzkrieg, which just means that they sent more ship, they sent more planes than you could shoot down. Blitz.
Yeah.
Do you understand that even
a lot of the stadiums were called War Memorial Stadium, Soldier Field, Gridiron.
Yeah.
All of these terms are war analogies. Even to punt the ball is a war analogy. Let me finish it off with this.
Oh,
every football team,
huh?
Every football team, every football game, the one thing they started out with was cheerleaders. And the cheerleaders will cheer for those men even when they're getting their brains blown out. Have you noticed that the white cheerleaders never stop cheering no matter how bad their team is losing?
Yeah.
Because
they
your
leader, right, you said that cheer right up and down.
War analogy, they did the same thing to their men. You remember the movie 300? Them motherfucking women sent their men off to die.
You ain't fucking lying. He ain't. He got the last piece of pussy. He got the last piece of pussy. He was thinking about it before he died, too. He got that last piece, boy.
Because
I like
they
to make an
white
apology.
Women know if you got a man, you got to make him feel like his greatest job is to die for you.
I like to make an apology to somebody. Jesus, I'm sorry I got married.
If your women can make you, and that's the difference between a black man and a black woman. You can lay in the bed with a black woman. You can tell her this pussy's so good, I want to call in to work and stay at home in your pussy. She'll let you do it. A white girl will say, no, the pussy will be waiting for you when you get off work. And I'm going to do something.
She so will. You ain't
going to be fresh and clean when you get home.
I've dated white girls who will not let me stay at home because they'll say you need that job. I've dated black girls that have watched me call to my, I'm sick. I can't come in today. Y'all all have done it. Tell me I'm lying. Every one of y'all have called in sick at your job to fuck a woman some more, and she has allowed you to. All y'all have had a woman that convinced you not to go to the club just so you can hang with her. A white woman will want you to go to the club with your friends. A white woman will want you to go with your friends on Sunday to watch football because she understands you need that male bonding. That's why a white boy can tell his girlfriend, we're going to fucking Vegas for the weekend.
Latin finger.
Be a nigga and try that.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to get laughed with some niggas you don't know, but you know I went to school with these niggas. Why do you think it's so easy for white men to cheat?
Yeah.
Then why do you think it's so easy for white women to cheat?
Shit, you better be cheating. Shit, I come on.
I'm telling you, let me take y'all back to Greece. Do y'all understand what the original Olympics were?
No.
The original Olympics were the men would leave for six months out of the year and just hang out with other men, suck each other's dick, do all kinds of
shit.
Stop
it, Tommy.
Yeah.
That's what they did. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not lying.
The queen.
Holy shit, nigga. Hold on.
That's what they did. Nigga, that's why they related so much to Brokeback Mountain. That nigga was like, I just left there.
Oh, wow.
Niggas was throwing each other's javelins.
But let me tell you why they did that, though. Because they believed in the idea of male bonding over male-female bonding. Because they knew a man with a woman becomes weak. And the weakest thing that a man has is his sexual urge. White people understand that the weakest thing a man has is his sexual urge. Black men don't get it. So why do you think that we're so beholden to the black woman? Because we don't. If you go to your homeboy's house, if he's throwing a fight, I want all y'all to throw a fight party one weekend. Or throw an all-star. Call your friend and tell him you're going to throw an all-star party at your house. I guarantee you the first words out of your black male friend's mouth will be, going to be some hoes down?
Right.
Tell your homeboy we want to go to the club. First words out of his mouth going to be, it's going to be some hoes down? Five, six, seven deep, none but dudes with no idea that women going to be there. In their mind, wherever they go, women will show up. Because they feel like women are coming after them. White men feel like they are the prize for a woman. Why do you think white women feel uncomfortable when they get 27, don't have no kids or husband?
Yep.
White women feel like they're failures when they're not married.
So do
black women feel like failures when they don't get a man?
Hell no, they got that child.
And they also kill themselves, too.
Yes, white women will kill themselves. White women will kill their kids, i.e. look up Susan Smith. Susan Smith killed her kids to get a new man.
Damn.
She drowned three kids to get a new man. I want all of you to look up this movie called Flowers in the Attic.
I was just going to say that movie, Flowers in the Attic. I just watched that movie the other day, too. It's also a book, and they also got a second part of the book, too.
I'm going to kick one more piece of knowledge to y'all before we go, because we only got like 2 minutes. Here's the last thing I want y'all to look up. I want y'all to look up The Honeymooners. I want y'all to look up Peter Griffin. I want y'all to look up Al Bundy. I want y'all to look up any of these people. Have you noticed that the men are fat and the women are fine? The men are imbeciles and the women still love them.
Yep.
White men know how to brainwash
with you, Tommy,
women.
Bro.
Listen, white men know how to brainwash their women. They're brainwashing their women to want to grow up to get a man no matter how he looks, because you need a husband.
Sure.
You look at the bitch on Peter Griffin. She went up married to a motherfucking wheelchair.
Wow.
All the men are fucked up. But look at Cleveland. Cleveland, his situation is different. He had to marry a bitch that had kids and talk shit.
And cheated on his ass.
Do any one of them damn white men that I just named, did they marry a bitch with children? No.
Nope.
They had their own damn house. They had their own damn family. They paid their own damn bills. A nigga always got to get a motherfucker with kids or somebody else. And I'm out, nigga. Now, y'all all make right. sure y'all come back on Friday, because we're going to keep on going. Now I want y'all black men to say goodbye to each other.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was good. It was all good. Thank you, Tommy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was nice talking to y'all.
Yeah, it was nice talking to y'all, too. Yeah, thanks. Hey, Tommy, do you think you
now, that's straight love there, people. That's straight love. That's straight love. From black men to black men to black men. That's straight love. And I don't never want Tommy. Nothing else to be different than that.